This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio Live for January 17th. It looks like we have some excitement going on here. I know I saw that about Mark Collette. I was going to let it go till Sunday. I figure everyone else would be looking at it. I could take a deeper look and maybe give them my 10 cents on it. But we've got all kinds of fascinating stuff going on. If anyone has a link to any of the clips they want me to play, go ahead and put it up. There is news coming out of Odyssey, not unexpected. They're moving to Airweave. Well, they've already moved to Airweave, but they're going to use Airweave for monetization, which is not a bad thing. But any move they make will only last probably 18 months because this one's always dependent on a couple different things. You're going to have Stripe for another couple weeks plus. So you're going to be able to use it. I don't know if, like, the older users and whatnot will be able to figure that out. I don't know. I don't know how easy or difficult it's going to be. They are going to be leaving Stripe in the next couple weeks, like February 3rd to 8th and something like that. So your Airweave isn't going to be happening until they tell you it's happening. You know? My website, yeah, you can go to my website, you can send money in, you can send money on Entropy, you can XMR chat, and by the way, Anon, great to have you in Monero space, it's not some shit coin, honestly, every dissident in politics should be excited about permissionless, untraceable digital cash. For whatever reason, I should have seen that, I should have noticed that 10 days ago, but I didn't. But anyways, thank you, Anon, yeah, you can do XMR chat. XMR chat is what we've been using on the Sly as well, but it's not on Sly anymore. Yeah, you'll have to learn a lot of new tricks, Desi. I don't think you're going to be able to learn new tricks with crypto, but I don't know. It may be very easy. You may be able to learn it easily, I was going to say. I haven't seen the Airweave app they're using, but it's in Apple. It's on Android, so it... That doesn't make me optimistic long term. But hold on, let me look over this. Oh no. What do we got going on here? There we go. Got my new hotkey working too well. Let's see what we got there. There's XMR chat. If you guys ever seen XMR chat right there, what are we looking for? There we go. There we go. Looking for this. Let's bring it up in white. I don't know anything about crypto. Well, yeah. You'll be able to use Stripe until they tell you Airweave, and then you'll have to learn a couple tricks. But they're going to have how-to videos. They're going to have Airweave for dummies. They're going to have all the stuff that we need to make sure people, because every one of these cryptocurrencies operates a little bit differently. This one is so mainstream, though, it may be as simple as sending money in and converting money over, or using your credit card to convert it over. It might be as simple as Lemons and DLive, the way they're going to set it up. If I have anything to do with it, it'll be like Lemons and DLive as far as simplicity. Now, the big thing is the fees. There's not going to be any. Odyssey is kind of... They didn't tell everyone the whole story of what's going on with Stripe. You see, Stripe, we've talked about this. We speculated on the agreement Stripe Express, it's not Stripe, Stripe Express, with subsidiary, using the same infrastructure, has had with different ones of these tech guys, these tech bros, across the tech world. And as this run-up, this battle for free speech has happened, and now, of course, the mask has come off with Elon Musk, the mask has come off, Facebook is trying to do something with LGBTQ+, you know. Be nice if they could set up their own Odyssey payment stuff. They will, Desi. They will. They will. It's just going to be hooked to Airweave. It's going to be a little bit different. Did you see Besant and said he doesn't see the need for US-based CBDC? Yeah, that's all bullshit, though. That's all bullshit. What's up, Aaron White? We got Crafty Booms, and thank you for the... Thank you guys that send in super chats, hyper chats, when I'm not on the air and stuff like that. I appreciate all that. especially with crafty booms. Last Stripe payment. Well, you got a couple weeks. I mean, look, whoever you're supporting on Odyssey or Rumble or anywhere else, if they're switching payment providers, you don't stop supporting them just because they're switching payment providers. We've got a whole entire streaming community on several different platforms that's totally dependent on you guys to support them. And websites, so on and so forth, etc. But it's totally dependent. So we got multiple different ways to XMR chat. XMR chat, I believe, works very well. And thank you, Anon, for that. But, you know, someone needs to make a boomer coin. What's up, Floppa? What's up, Floppa? We got Floppa in here. Floppa, this is what you need to get. You guys all need to get this. You need to go to XMR chat, hook in your Feather wallet number, and that way you can get super chats like that and then cash them out or use them. But let's see what we got going on right now. I'll tell you guys the whole story. What happened with Stripe, when the CEO of Odyssey first blamed Stripe, he wasn't lying. He wasn't telling you the whole story. What Stripe had done is Stripe was looking at, and it would be fairly straightforward if you really think about it, in North America, U.S. and Canada, not so much Mexico, although it may have been included Mexico too. They said all of North America, they were doing runs. And the runs that they were doing, behind-the-scenes run, which Stripe can do on some level, of how many people on Odyssey make more than $1,000 a month over the last 6 months? How many people on Odyssey made more than $1,500, $2,000? Well, it's not that big of a number. It's not that big of a number, believe it or not. If you look at Odyssey, it's just not that big of a number. And so they were going down through those accounts, and they got some surprises. They got some surprises. And that was even before all hell broke loose. So basically, they put, if you read here, they put a tremendous amount of pressure. Now, there's something else going on, too. Stripe, in this, they're saying two people, it's kind of interesting, it's definitive, two people were messing around with Stripe trying to get people banned. I want to know who those two people are. Because I know everyone thinks they know who they are, but I don't know that we do. I want to know who they are. I'm going to be looking around for Stripe to start squealing on who those two were that were giving Stripe hell. But this is after that Stripe was pulling all that shit up. Stripe had been pulling this stuff up, and they had some type of, in my opinion, it sounded like some kind of off the books agreement, like you're going to police your own stuff and we're just going to make you aware of it. And so Stripe did call him on it, said, you're going to have to police all this, and showed him all these, you know, this crazy stuff. And it was mostly, you know, the average layperson at Stripe stumbling on one of our streams 6 months ago, 5 months ago, you know, think about some of these streams. Forget about just the content. The content alone could be the titles. The titles alone can be off the wall. But, you know, you got spinning swastikas. You got flaming sonar rods. And yeah. But they're also saying two people. But he didn't tell you the whole story. His first statement, though, was accurate. Stripe was doing something. Yeah, Stripe was doing something. But what's good about this is it means that the agreements they have with Stripe are breaking up. What's bad about this is the people that Rumble use are actually worse than Stripe historically with our side. That's what's bad about this. So the good news is they're moving to Airweave, and we'll have to see, which they've already moved to Airweave. We'll have to see exactly how it goes, how it converts over, how it ports over. And if they'll tell us who the two that were squealing to Stripe. We're dropping Stripe, the payment processor we were using. It's one thing if Stripe doesn't want creators on Odyssey to be able to use their service for monetization because of their own policies. We get that. Most people get that. Forcing Odyssey to restrict users from Odyssey because they don't align with Stripe policies, which are not ours, is where we draw the line. That's interesting. That's a moral position. Because Odyssey shut down demonetization on their end, or maybe it was Stripe. Well, Stripe forced them to do that. That's what they're telling us the whole time. That's nonsensical, and it's also none of your business who we platform. Good for Odyssey. I wonder if Odyssey's also covering their own ass in this by not telling the whole story and saying, throwing two people underneath the bus that they're not naming. We were working with Stripe to facilitate fiat-based creator payments. The arrangement was fine until it wasn't. Ah. Recently, a couple of users on Odyssey complained to Stripe about other Odyssey users that they didn't like who were using Stripe. Well, I mean, the SBLC was doing that too. They complained about and that didn't go anywhere at the time. So I wonder, what's happened during this inauguration? What's happened to start blowing these things apart? Because remember, the big free speech war on X is over, predictably. And now the Stripe agreement with certain companies, and Stripe has agreement, the Stripe Express, again, it's a little bit different, has agreements with a handful of different companies in and around this free speech issue, quote unquote. This prompted Stripe to take a look at many creators on Odyssey, yeah, and request their demonetization if they did not align with their policy. Okay, so they're throwing that in Stripe, which is my original understanding that Stripe ran who's making $2,000 a month on Odyssey, who's making $1,500. Let's look at these accounts, and they were shocked by some of the content. We understood their angle. This was before the war broke out. We understood their angle. It's their choice who they want using their service. It wasn't like they were asking us to kick them off Odyssey either. We observed some mistakes made with demonetization after the fact, though, and we helped those creators get remonetized with Stripe later. Who are they? Who are they? If that was the conclusion of this matter, everything would be fine, but it wasn't. Oh, yeah, there's a crackdown coming. We could have told you that. Trump's in office. Stripe now wants to know about all our users. They want us to collect all kinds of sensitive information about you because Stripe doing KYC checks, know your customer, as the money transmitter is not enough. Users should go through a prior round of arbitrary know your customer checks first. I wonder if this has to do with Canada as well. That's not the worst offense, though. Stripe requests Odyssey's incorporation of third-party moderation tools to ensure that everything Odyssey users post is in alignment with their own policy, even if those users aren't even using Stripe for monetization in the first place. Oh, that's bullshit. So that's it. We're dropping Stripe. A heartfelt thank you to everyone who purchased Odyssey Premium. Your support means everything to us. The badges you've earned will be permanently displayed on your profile. We're developing new monetization tools, which will provide creators with greater autonomy and lower fees. I like lower fees. Switching to another, which the fees aren't terrible with, it depends on how low the amount. Switching to another centralized payment processor like Stripe would likely cause similar issues in the future. Correct. So we're fully embracing blockchain technologies for better freedom and transactions. Odyssey will no longer take any cuts of tips, purchases, rentals, nor pass on any processor fees to users for memberships. Transactions cost to receive will be negligible, which will also open the door for microtransactions, tipping and pennies and lower. Okay, they're going to do something like DLive and Lemons. Good. Except it's not going to have the big rake. Our goal is to have an initial version of the new payment system ready for release by the time Stripe is fully disabled. More on what to expect in a future post. Timeline. Transition timeline. No new Stripe creator accounts, meaning that if you're a new Odyssey user, you can't have a Stripe creator account. You don't know that. You don't know that. Yeah. But whining to Odyssey staff isn't the same thing as starting to flag stuff to Stripe. And don't spam in my chat. You can say something once. I don't really give a shit. Don't keep spamming something. Yeah. Yeah. Any anonymous user like the auto mechanic who, all those expensive cars went up in flame in Los Angeles, speaking of D-Bot. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I have suspicions on who the two was in the regards to Stripe. The Odyssey stuff was both sides reporting each other. Is what they were saying. Odyssey Premium membership, implementing an alternative. We're working on one side by implementing that will allow creators and users to transition prior to Stripe shutdown. Okay, so they're going to transition. So don't stop giving to your favorite content creator, whoever they may be. on any platform until they go from one to the other. The other should be pretty easy the way they're coding this out, because they knew this was going to happen. Anyone telling them, and people were telling them, you know, they're not, especially with Trump coming into office, settle any final creator payments. All right, this is, so it's still February 3rd. It's good that they're giving us a head up. Sign up for Air Connect wallet extension. This wallet will be used on Odyssey and will allow you to send and receive payments. All right, now this is what I don't like. It's also available on iOS and Android. Now, this is great. You don't need to purchase tokens or anything else at this time, okay? Make sure to back up your seed phrase. Odyssey cannot help you recover this. Okay. Browser extension, how to install Air Connect setup. This stuff is pretty simple, by the way. It looks like a bunch of guys want to get banned. You're talking about Stripe now. You don't have, where's the receipts? Where's the receipts he promoted to Stripe? They're trying to troll. Odyssey, F Odyssey? I don't know. Now, I want to see him name the two. Psychodrilla and NNR? What if it ends up being Psychodrilla and someone else? Are you guys going to come back and apologize if it ends up being Psychodrilla and someone else? I mean, I have no way to know. But it's kind of funny, too. Who were the first two to get banned? The funny thing is, Knight Nation has not been banned by Stripe. Who were some of the first ones to get banned? I will if it ends up not being NNR. I'll also cut off my left foot. Don't say that. It might not. The idea that he was reporting everything to Stripe. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in his computer system. But I am guessing whoever was in the first round of bannings make up the first two. Who was the first two? Was Psychodrilla banned? Was Psychodrilla banned for content? Interesting. These guys are thinking they know the story on everything just because they don't like someone. I mean, it's pretty easy to throw people under the bus. I can start throwing half the chat under the bus. But at the same time, just because you don't like someone doesn't mean you know all the facts. No, if it ends up being NNR, I'll throw them under the bus. 100%. 100% guaranteed. We'll find out who the two were. I can guarantee you that. Did you hear that? We'll find out who the two are. Since they're naming two, we're going to find out who they are. Let's see what we got up here. Let me keep pulling this up. Let me get these stuff up. We will find out who the two are. Who is reporting stuff to Stripe? Here's the thing. I don't know why they worded it like that. Other than they don't want to talk about their whatever agreement they had with Stripe Express. Because they originally, if you were on Odyssey originally, it was Stripe proper. And then you had to switch. You had to switch to Stripe Express. And then immediately they had to go through that shit. No one has any doubt. No one on one side of the equation has any doubt. No one on that particular BrownTuber side has any doubt. The other side, there's all kinds of doubt about who the two was. I'll tell Floppa who I think the two were. I'll tell Floppa privately who I think the two were. He just can't repeat it. Then you have a guy promoting other sites on Odyssey. Given the track record and deceit and obfuscation, I won't be needing any report to tell me what happened here. Cheers, Celts, Germans, and Romans, all that good stuff. Hells up. The truth will win. Much love, brothers and sisters. Yeah, I'll tell you who I think the two were. But there's no point. I'll tell you, Flop, in private. But there's no point in saying it unless I have receipts. I don't have receipts on it. But two of them, and I'll tell you the reason why I think one of them, I'd be willing to bet money, one of them's for sure. One of them hasn't been named yet. It's because of who wrote the original report coming into Odyssey. Although I don't have the receipts on that either. But I was told who it was. Again, but this has nothing to do with apples. This has nothing to do with the person being accused of the internet devil himself. Who has no reason not to be an internet devil, since he is an internet devil, right? I mean, most people's minds. Or at least in one side of the equation's minds, I should say. But anyways, let's get on with the show, and we'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys on top of the airweave. If Stripe comes out and tells us who the two are, they might. They might, since it looks like we have a fight. The good news about this is we have a fight between Odyssey and Stripe, and Odyssey starting to stick up for themselves after getting butt-raped and tortured for months on end. How long have they been probably since summer? Whenever Stripe was going back through and looking at who makes more than $1,000 a month or who over the last 6 months made more than $1,500 on Odyssey, and they could find that out. And then they started, like, torturing Odyssey. This was before all the bullshit, actually. Odyssey needs a convenient leak. Yeah. A sweep job. How am I doing a sweep job, Pistol? And Pistol, who are you? Who the fuck are you? I'm going to block you for 10 minutes. You can tell me who you are. Who's Pistol? Who's Pistol? They're crying in my chat. As if crying in my chat it works on me or something like that. You guys, all the streamers, by the way, XMR chat, I have nothing to do with XMR chat. Ryan GGG did up a number at one time using XMR, but XMR chat, you can find a link in my description. It's just xmrchat.com, and you can use it to pass through to your XMR wallet. You might want to get acquainted with that. Pistol is an AIS trog. What does trog mean? Does trog actually mean troglodyte? That's crazy. Why would you call yourself that? That loves raiding white chats and taking shit. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want anything to do with the drama things. All it does is fuck with stuff. It doesn't really work with the pro-white stuff, per se. Unless you're drama streaming magatards or something. All they do is jump cut, which doesn't work long term. What's going on with Odyssey? Odyssey's moving to a new payment system, whatever. Odyssey's moving to a new payment system. Everyone that doesn't suck a Lebanese dick is a troglodyte. Uh-oh. Tanitris is calling AIS and Tuber's audience troglodytes, so they owned it. Oh, okay. All right. It's simple. Don't make fun of NNR and he won't report you. Okay. I better not make fun of NNR then if he's reporting everyone, getting everyone run off the internet. Yeah. Imagine building and coming to Odyssey only for a couple of shit stirrers to shit their pants and fling poo at others. Well, some people have content, and some people have to have shit stirring to have content. You know, it doesn't really do anything. But anyways, it does actually affect subs on some level because subs will be moving to Airweave, and Airweave doesn't sound any more complicated than Odyssey. It's just are you going to be hooking up you're going to have to hook up a credit card and buy Airweave, that type of thing. You know, who rat it? I mean, everyone thinks they know, but no one's mentioned the names that I'm willing to bet money on. No, I haven't. That the D-Bot character wasn't the one in my mind. Everyone wants to blame the Jew. Possibly. Photos which led Italian football club to sack stadium. It's funny, those guys ran off. What, I time out pistol for 10 minutes and he runs off? Sad. Photos which led Italian football club to sack stadium falcon handler for boasting about his penis implant online. Look at this. Can you imagine this? He's a falcon handler. Now, why would you put this online? I don't know. Other than he's an old man and he's proud about this. Yeah. Serie A side Lazio fired their falcon handler after he shared bizarre photos. He got a penis pump implant. He's an older dude. And he put the photo of it. Look at this. He put a photo of it online. Can you imagine putting that online? And he's a falcon handler. He's just an old dude, a falcon handler with a penis pump that he wanted to put it online. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so that's how you get rid of them. You just put one out of timeout and they all flee. It's kind of funny. Yeah, they're getting rid of Skype. Maybe I can get Warren. Warren's coming on Monday to talk about James Earl Ray. This is pretty interesting. It's a little haunting, though. A little haunting. No, I don't like these particular. This is Russian, by the way. This is what the Russians do. Although this is spread everywhere with quote unquote cold plunging. This is the outside nature hardcore kind. Crazy Russians. I don't know. Russians in cold plunging. What a lineup. What do we got here? Oh, we got the white stuff. We got the white stuff. The right stuff, the white stuff. Let's see how big I can make this. Let's see if I can make it disappear. Can I make it disappear? Hold on. See if my cam. Oh, my cam. It's working. My hotkey's working. Okay. Let's check this out here. You guys check this out. You guys can figure out who comes to the rescue. Who comes to the rescue, guys? So this deer was stuck, tied into another deer's antlers. I don't know how, but he got stuck. And that other deer is dead and rotting. And so this deer is running around and gets stuck in the water. And this white dude, of course, goes in to drag the deer out.
Oh, man, it's like in his face.
Crazy.
He's actually sawing the horns apart. He's actually sawing the horns apart so this deer can be free. Deer's worn out from trying to swim.
Now the other one should be able to just slide out, right?
It's out west somewhere. Can you imagine where we'd be without the whites on this planet? Oh, this one will get your attention. This will get your attention even more. It'll get your attention even more. Hold on, let's play this one. Kids, when we fell in love. So you find a lynx out and you want to raise a lynx. He's stuck in the fence. Trying to concern troll me doesn't work, guys. It's not going to work. But I am going to write Odyssey a piece that they should release who the two accounts were and ban them. And let everyone know who they were and ban them. You guys are hilarious. Yeah. My chat is central arena for these people. Murder kitty cat. I don't know. A lynx? Can you imagine what damage lynx would prove? I don't know. Writing something to Odyssey and telling them to release it? I know people at Odyssey too. Release who the two accounts were and then let the community decide on who if they get banned in a straight up or down vote. Doesn't sound like much of a sweep to me. I want to know who they are for sure. I mean, I have my suspicions. High suspicions. And I will tell Flappa. Flappa, what's the odds of anyone of you guys raising a lynx in your house? This has to be a Russian. Russians are always doing this type of crazy shit with these big cats. I don't think the laws are... Speaking of drama, the Ralph retort, so good for the meetup IRL, the culinary experience especially. Ethan Ralph, friends with lots of people, running around. Now, he's apparently... going to, let's watch this for a minute or
tenth
three.
10th year.
Let's watch this for a minute or three. Hold on. Please tell me X isn't acting up. I want to watch this and see what's going on. Ethan Ralph is heading into AI, Alcoholics Anonymous or drug rehab. What, is too many people watching this? There's Randbot. What is Randbot putting up? Randbot, the guy's going into drug rehab and Randbot is trolling him. Rand probably doesn't believe it. Why is that not coming up? Is this because it's so long? Probably.
My okay. Ex-wife, Nora, and Janet Bloomfield. The kill stream is in its 10th year. I started this show with my ex-wife, Nora, and Janet Bloomfield in 2015. Never in my life did I think it would take me to where it has taken me to now, both good and bad. It started as a way to promote my writing and turned into my entire existence. Along the way, it has evolved, and it's had its eras and its different styles and various feuds, but one thing it's always had is me. I am the Killstream. I think most of you know I have a passion for professional wrestling. In wrestling, there's a term called living the gimmick. It's a pejorative term, not a positive one. I brought all the negative aspects you've seen me exhibit into this line of work, but over time, they were just incorporated into my online persona. The Ralph Amell is a term someone came up with in 2018 is a joke, and I just ran with it. All the problems I have were simply written into the gimmick. Hard drinker? That's just the Ralph Amell way. Do it on air and drink even more. Womanizer? Of course. No big deal. Write it into the story and lean into it. Criminal issues? Sure. Who cares? Fuck the police. Baby mama drama? All good. What are you, a bitch? Burnouts and vicious feuds with former friends and lovers. Fuck them. It's a nasty business and everyone is a snake anyway. Go scorched earth. Trust no bitch. You get the idea. This is not a healthy way to live life, although it has been quite entertaining. Rather than addressing shortcomings when I had many opportunities, I simply papered them over and reinvented things time and time again, including just this past week. In many ways, this has served me well and kept me in the game longer than I ever would have expected. It's also destroyed so many good things I gained along the road. Some people that I love will never...
This is real. Whoever said this is real as fuck, they're right. This is real. I think Ralph has done some similar things in the past, though. I don't know if this will be a huge break from the past, but maybe he's reached bottom when it comes to the legal cases and stuff like that. You see my hotkey. My hotkey is working. That's good. So we'll have to see exactly if this is a giant break from the past. And that's what people are talking about. And whether or not this is a real break from the past and something else. I didn't ban anyone from the chat, guys. We'll give guys time out if they act up, that type of thing. I'm not banning anyone from the chat. Try not to, at least, as long as they don't do something crazy or glowy.
You just can't change the script or retcon again. A man in self-imposed exile in a nation where he doesn't even speak the language. I often look at my life and I wonder, how can it even be real? From West Memphis to Merida, this must be some kind of Truman Show thing going on. But what I really know is that it's all because of choices I have made myself along that road. Some choices end up being eternal, and that's something I never really accepted until I learned it the hard way. It turns out, life is not professional wrestling, even if this business may be very similar. You just can't change the script or retcon decisions. You have to live with the mistakes you've made. Sometimes that can be almost unbearable. That doesn't mean this thing has been all bad. It hasn't. In fact, there are so many great things I've gotten to do because of this show. I've traveled the world and I've seen the Colosseum where the gladiators once battled. There are so many amazing men and women I've gotten to meet, interview, and in some cases even befriend. There are so many people who care about me that it actually astonishes me daily. I often get messages from people who have learned from watching me live out my mistakes on air or who admire my tenacity or refusal to ever give up. Some have even quit drinking or using drugs due to my influence in public talks about the topic. I've gotten to promote causes and issues important to me. Plus, I've had so much fun along the way. Someone I used to know told me when I was really down in 2020 and wanting to quit this business that I simply could not, that this was my life's calling. I believe they were right. Even though I'm quite certain that they hate me now, I still love them. I love a lot of people who no longer love me, even though that is not my reputation. I don't think I would ever even tell you that unless it was a day like today. I want to thank Milo Yiannopoulos for giving me this gift and this curse. I want to thank Mr. Medeker for relentlessly promoting my writing during Gamergate and promoting my show, especially once I was released from jail. And also, I don't know if you guys know this, the first time I was ever on stream was actually at the invitation of his wife, Jade. And she introduced me as a journalist, pro-Gamergate journalist. And I said, no. I'm a muckraker, not a journalist. So thank her as well. But once upon a time, also, Nick Fuentes and the Groypers meant a lot to the Killstream. Thank you for those times. Shout out to Destiny. The guy is a machine, and he added a lot to things over the years. I want to thank Adam Green for always being a friend to me, even now when it's not easy. Perspicacity, I'm eternally grateful to you for getting me to take this choice and for being a great friend. Thank you to Mark Collett, who somehow always still has time for me. I appreciate James Edwards so much as well. My fellow Memphian, he has been a great friend to me. Shout out to Wayne Lambright. I love you, brother. Lily Gaddis is a dragon, and she's been so kind to me. I believe she will be around for a long time. Dagalon and Jeremy McKenzie have been so awesome to me as well. His partner Morgan, she's great. It was a pleasure to meet them 2 days ago. Worski, you fucking junkie bastard. I hope you really are sober. You don't want to be here. Gator, put the anime down! Rand, drink another one, you crazy fucker. Oh, and I mustn't forget to thank Dick Masterson and his partner, who I just yesterday spent hours torching. I don't even know.
So basically, he's apologizing to everyone. It's kind of unique for Ralph. It's kind of unique. I don't remember the last time I heard this one. Let me pull it up on YouTube, see what's going on. This is, I don't remember the last time I heard this, you know. But anyways, yeah, I had to clean up Rumble. I timed some people out for the stream.
Oh, what's real in this life or this business? But I know that it's nasty, brutish, and short. I've wasted too much time already. I will be, believe it or not, and I never thought I would make it this far, I will be 40 years old in September. I don't think I have a third act in me if I can't finally address some of the negative things I simply wrote into the persona. They basically told me that this morning, actually. By the way, if I left you off, don't feel bad. Shout out to Ryan Harkness, by the way. A lot of people. There's so many people. Do not feel bad, because it would take me an hour to thank all the people I've met and talked to over the years. Mersh, shout out to Mersh, or who have meant so much to me and this show. And it would take 2 hours to go through the people I want to take shots at. To the loves I've had in my life, thank you for the good times and for seeing something in me, even if you no longer do. Thank you to Faith Vickers for giving me my amazing son, Xander. I hope he looks back one day on my life and sees some of the good, and I'm working on that now. To the little football fan that I love, know that I will never, ever forget you or stop loving you.
Here's the thing. I don't know. I've never seen anything quite like this, 10 minutes long from Ralph, where he actually is going into rehab. Has he ever been in rehab before? I've never seen anything like this. This is, I'm going to keep playing it. It's that unique. Is it going to start again? Is it going to do this shit again? Why is X so shitty? Why is X so shitty?
I started this show with my ex-wife, Nora, and Janet. Thank you to Mark Collett, who somehow always, when it's not easy. Perspicacity. I'm eternally grateful to you for getting me to take this choice and for being a great friend. Thank you to Mark Collett, who somehow always still has time for me. I appreciate James Edwards so much as well. My fellow Memphian, he has been a great friend to me. Shout out to Wayne Lambright. I love you, brother. Lily Gaddis is a dragon, and she's been so kind to me. I believe she will be around for a long time. Dagalon and Jeremy McKenzie have been so awesome to me as well. His partner Morgan, she's great. It was a pleasure to meet them 2 days ago. Worski, you fucking junkie bastard. I hope you really are sober. You don't want to be here. Gator, put the anime down! Rand, drink another one, you crazy fucker.
He actually said something nice about Rand.
Oh.
Sort of.
And I mustn't forget to thank Dick Masterson and his partner, who I just yesterday spent hours torching. I don't even know what's real in this life or this business, but I know that it's nasty, brutish, and short. I've wasted too much time already. I will be, believe it or not, and I never thought I would make it this far, I will be 40 years old in September. I don't think I have a third act in me if I can't finally address some of the negative things I simply wrote into the persona. They basically told me that this morning, actually. By the way, if I left you off, don't feel bad. Shout out to Ryan Hargness, by the way. A lot of people. There's so many people. Do not feel bad, because it would take me an hour to thank all the people I've met and talked to over the years. Mersh, shout out to Mersh, or who have meant so much to me and this show. And it would take 2 hours to go through the people I want to take shots at. To the loves I've had in my life, thank you for the good times and for seeing something in me, even if you no longer do. Thank you to Faith Vickers for giving me my amazing son, Xander. I hope he looks back one day on my life and sees some of the good, and I'm working on that now. To the little football fan that I love, know that I will never, ever forget you or stop loving you. Thank you to my uncle for somehow always putting up with me. He's always been like that, always, throughout my whole entire life, and he and his wife are such blessings. I miss my grandparents so much. They were such huge influences on my life. My father, what a man he was. He was a genius, actually, but he was a cursed man. I inherited so many of my demons from him and witnessed so much violence, but I always knew that he loved me and my mother. He was just broken. Also got so many good things from him, like my love of history and politics. To my mama, I'm sorry that I was not a better son to you, but you know how much I loved you. You meant everything to me, and you still do. There is not a single hour that goes by that I don't think about you or want to speak to you.
Damn. That's crazy. Yeah, that's the part Floppa was talking about.
Looking at one of the last gifts you gave me, actually, right now. It's right over there across the room, still in the poster roll. And it's the lyrics to Lynyrd Skynyrd's Simple Man. I wish I'd listened to you more when you were still here, but I can't.
Sounds more like a suicide note rather than rehab. Yeah, you're actually right about that. This doesn't sound like a traditional Ethan Ralph anything.
Help but believe you're watching me now somehow and loving me from above. Adam Green, please let me have this one. Please, Adam, please let me have this one. I love you too, Adam. To the audience, thank you for your love and support. Without you, I would likely be dead. You have provided for me. You've added so much to the show itself, and many of you have become great friends of mine. I'm thinking of James Gardner and Mary Jane and Edelwolf and so many other, Nady Bakes, so many people, Guitar Anthony, so many people. Know that it will never be forgotten, even to the former fans who never come around any longer. I'm not only a huge fan of wrestling, but I love tabloid journalism. I was raised on it, actually. I remember my grandmother having a subscription to the National Enquirer, A Current Affair, Hard Copy, The Sun, The Post, News of the World, and everything else. I just drank it in like the bourbon that used to be my trademark. So I'm aware that there are plenty of people who will take pleasure in seeing me somewhat down and taking time away to go to rehab. No sympathy for the devil. Keep that in mind. Buy the ticket and take the ride, as it was written. Many people want to see me dead, quite frankly.
Is Ralph dying or something? Yeah, I know.
Wished upon me almost daily. But, you know, there's a funny thing about the haters. Many of them actually love you. They are, in fact, your biggest fans and are what actually make you famous, or in my case, infamous. Some even secretly wish for you to end up turning it around somehow so that their story continues. Life is a soap opera, and I thank you for your service. It has truly been an honor and a privilege and a blessing to entertain you all for the last decade of my life. What started out as a hobby morphed into my entire being. I still am not quite sure how or why it all happened. It must have been fated somehow. Thank you all for everything, and know that I will be back. Nobody does it quite like the Ralph Mail. I must bid you farewell at this moment. But it's not goodbye. It's just goodbye for now.
Okay. That is as real as it gets from Ethan Ralph. I don't know of any time in the history of me knowing him, going on the kill stream back in the day, that it's ever went down this road where he hits bottom and then he does some type of mea culpa and, you know, there it goes. Yeah, Ma, don't ban anyone. Just time them out. Time them out. Let them take a break. These guys are a little too hot. It's very easy to throw anyone under the bus. If anything, I'd throw everyone under the bus. But we've got actually serious stuff going on the planet. Do I think Rumble's going to make it? Well, let's look at the facts. The Stripe arrangement with the tech world is obviously coming undone. Has obviously come undone completely. I mean, they're blaming two people. I just want to know the two people. Since they're throwing two people under the bus, we might as well be able to vote them off Odyssey or whatever. but at the same time, they're talking about a whole big arrangement there. And do I think Rumble and their arrangements next? Well, Rumble is Canadian, but Stripe is Canadian. Stripe has all this Canadian shit too. It's hard to say. But Rumble, I mean, Rumble has a lot of, forget about our stuff. Our stuff is buried on Rumble. Rumble has to institute all kinds of new procedures. I mean, they want to go to, like, they want to compete with YouTube. So they have to, for the sake of the ADL and everyone, they're going to have to implement all kinds of YouTube-style bullshit with the copyright situation and so on and so forth. And that's what they're apparently doing, which will change the game there. In other words, you have to send in an email, which I've never done, but there's an email. The only way to do things at Rumble is do an email and do a manual thing, and they're going to do some automated processes. But what I'm more concerned about is their link to a payment processor that's notorious for banning people. And for some reason, just like, you know, back in the good old days of Odyssey, for some reason, they're just letting everything go. And now you have this inauguration and probably some type of digital Charlottesville coming, because it already happened on X with the H-1Bs and everything, you know. Well, whoever the two are, I think the two that squealed to Stripe or that were reporting stuff nonstop to Stripe or trying to get all this. Odyssey made it sound like that the problem amped up quite a bit. Because the Odyssey CEO, I'll tell you the story again. The Odyssey CEO actually told the truth at first. He let out something when he said Stripe was doing this and Stripe was doing that. Yeah. They had some agreement with Stripe informally that Odyssey would police their stuff if Stripe brought up any problems. And Stripe had went through 6 months ago, 7 months ago, and pulled up everyone making more than $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month. And then they couldn't believe some of these accounts. And that's when the problem started. Now, other things went on after that amplified things, but that's where it started. And so I think the Odyssey CEO actually did somewhat of a service telling us that Stripe came to them, because guys were calling Stripe and Stripe was like, we didn't ban anyone. We didn't do anything. Well, it was informal somewhat. But what Stripe's telling you is that what Odyssey's telling us now is that Stripe was putting all kinds of pressure on them due to two people. Well, it's not exactly the whole story, but that's part of it. I want to know who the two are for sure. 100%. Let's see here. Crafty Booms, I got to that. Aaron White, Global Chat, Keep Asking for Truth. Ryan GGG, let's see here. I already did Keep Asking for Truth. I'll do it again. Cheers, Greeks, Celts, Germans, Romans, all that good stuff. Heads up, truth will win. Much love, brothers and sisters. Ryan GGG, flop in the chat. Yeah. You guys need to know about xmrchat.com. I don't have anything to do with them. I don't know what they'll think about. They haven't said anything about me using them. And Anon, thank you for the XMR chat. But let's see here. Olaf Jenkins Jr., Tim sincerely thanks for the shows. Okay. Is this a concern troll, Olaf Jenkins? FYI, AIS has receipts of Entropy demanding an apology to NNR. Well, NNR doesn't own Entropy. So if Entropy's asking for something, that means AIS, something had to happen there. There has to be something like major that happened. If Entropy shut him down, what you're saying, Entropy shut him down, demanding an apology, why would a payment processor ask for an apology to a particular person? Probably because he did something, you know? I don't think Night Nation Review, as of January 17th, 2025, or who else is in that camp? Who else is accused of being Gehary files or whatever it is? Who else is in that camp? The Floods, the Davis Lermans, the G-Men, whoever else is in that particular camp. I don't think any of them, especially Night Nation Review, really give a fuck about someone reporting someone at this stage. I think that the goodwill long went out the window. As soon as someone assumes you're subversive in anything white nationalist and any type of drama, that's how it ends up. One side assumes one side subversive and vice versa. They're going to report fag. They're going to do whatever they want to do. Because as soon as they assume you're subversive, they're going to assume you're what? Antifa. Or something adjacent to Antifa. And if they assume you're adjacent to Antifa, there are no rules. So that's one of the conundrums. You know? AWIVR nigger tax. Hopefully you're doing okay out there. This is the general challenge of drama streaming. What was my original statement? I should have made it a little bit differently, but I was just trying to be helpful. If you drama stream within a narrow political space, within the confines of that narrow political space, it becomes a race to see who can destroy who. And we're always getting destroyed by platforms anyways. Let's see how bad Rumble destroys conservatards in general, conspiratards in general, as the Trump election gets going. I'm guessing they're just going to hammer people. As soon as they implement their whatever electronic draconian YouTube shit they plan on doing. This is the general challenge, right? The view from 10,000 feet. So, I mean, there's so many targets online for drama streamers. I'm not saying you shouldn't be white nationalist and drama stream. I'm just saying you're drama streaming within a narrow political space. And generally it blows up down this particular angle. Now, back in the day, it was just blogs doing this type of crazy shit. You know, this type of he said, she said stuff. And it's sad, but that's the way it goes. It is predictable that drama streaming within a narrow political space is going to bring a reaction of people assuming, well, this is Antifa, this is SPLC sending in this, whether or not it is or not. You know, I don't know anything about AIS. We were fine here for years until Pond made fun of NNR. And it's as simple as that, Tim. Pretending like it could be the fault of anyone else is disingenuous. Well, who's the other person then? I get that you think NNR had to be one of the people. But if it comes out it wasn't, this is going to be interesting. At least for your side of the equation. Of course, I'm guessing you'll spin that, though. This is the challenge with drama streamers, and I've dealt with them for years and years and years. They say these are the rules, but they don't really abide by the rules. You know? No report fagging, but they'll report fag when push comes to shove. They'll do things that they're not supposed to do. You know, who was the other one then? Who do you guys think the other one was? I'm just curious. What does your side think? And I get that you know who one of them is. I could have predicted that when I first read the report. Not that dense. Psycho Drilla said he was the other person. Psycho Drilla was one of the names. It's interesting. Who was the first guy to write in an actual report to Odyssey? Because his name has never been mentioned. I don't think Psycho Drill has the cognitive capacity to reach out on workable legal terms. I think he pretty much said he was going crazy on things. But I don't recall. I don't recall all the dramas. There's so many of them. What do you guys think about David Lynch? I want to get through this show somehow. I do know that Drill called for a targeted reporting of AIS and I. Yeah, when someone assumes you're the enemy, this is the problem with drama streaming in a narrow space. They're going to go crazy. The drama sector has all these rules, but they really push comes to shove. They don't abide by the rules. Except maybe Rant. Rand does abide by some rules, to be fair to Rand. In other words, Ethan Ralph has standards, but Ethan will be the first to tell you, fuck you, and I'm taking your shit down. But, you know, none of these guys really give a shit about the other side now. So this is the challenge. You're back to 101. You know, you want a drama stream in a narrow political space, and then you're going to keep beating your head over the wall against all kinds of shenanigans happening to payment providers and everything else because our stuff already gets taken down. It's a challenge. I don't know how to get around the challenge of it. I never have. That's why I've lost so many payment providers over the years. Of course, drama streaming just amplifies the problems. That's what you want to do. That's fine. But I tried to warn you guys in earnest. But way back in the beginning, it's self-reinforcing, then self-defeating. And there's all kinds of amazing targets on the internet, especially in conservative ink, conservatard ink. But they would rather fight with other white nationalists.
And it's all on you, Mr. President Putin. We are, as human beings, charged as to how we treat our fellow man. And there is a law of nature, a hard and fast law. There's no loopholes. There's no escaping it. And this law is, what you sow, you shall reap.
There you go.
And right now, Mr. Putin, you are sowing death and destruction. And it's all on you. The Ukrainians didn't attack your country. You went in and attacked their country. And all this death and destruction is going to come back and visit you. Mr. President Putin, we are, as human beings, charged as to how we treat.
So Mr. Lynch has passed away. He's passed away. David Lynch. Ukrainian didn't attack your country. All right. Let's play. This is thought to be Lost Highway. Is Lost Highway his best film? I think, what was he most known for? Twin Peaks? Lost Highway, I think, is the best I've seen, but I haven't seen all his films, to be honest with you. What do you guys think? Is Lost Highway the best? Lost Highway, I think, has to be the best. It's probably his most known, to be fair. Since a man is dead, let's look it up. David Lynch films. I have not seen all his films, to be fair, but Lost Highway is the one that jumped up. That's the one I tagged, and to be fair about it. Filmography. Oh, he was born in 1946, lived a long, good life. American filmmaker, visual artist, surrealist films, Lynchian. Eraserhead, Elephant Man is the one, man, that he's probably going to be most known for. Dune is great. I don't know. Lost Highway is pretty eerie. I think Lost Highway captures his like filmmaking genre better than everything else, but I'm not like a filmographer. I'm not like some cinema buff per se. Some Inland Empire, Mulholland Drive. A lot of people say Mulholland Drive. Something like The Amputee, The Grandmother. I've never seen any of these. The Cowboy and the Frenchman, didn't see that. The Pig Walks. That sounds interesting. Wow, he has a lot of films I've never watched. Naomi Watts, huh? 1990 Film Festival. Okay. All right, let's check this out. This is 2 minutes. Favorite scene from David Lynch's Lost Highway. See if I can remember this.
I told you I was here.
We've met before, haven't we?
I don't think so. Where was it you think we met?
At your house, don't you remember?
This dude's creepy.
No, I don't. Are you sure?
Of course. As a matter of fact, I'm there right now.
What do you mean, you're where right now?
At your house.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Call me. Dial your number.
Forgot how eerie some of these scenes were.
Go ahead.
I told you I was here.
How'd you do that?
Ask me.
How'd you get inside my house?
You invited me. It is not my custom to go where I'm not wanted.
Who are you?
Give me back my phone.
Creepy. Creepy, creepy movie. Very creepy. Very creepy movie. Guys, check out Lost Highway or check out any of Lynch's works. Legendary stuff. Legendary stuff. Oh, man. Airweave it is for Odyssey. Or will Odyssey end up... Well, Odyssey has investors, so Odyssey will be okay. I'm more worried about Rumble. Rumble has to survive a... will Rumble have to survive a DLive type scenario where you have Baked Alaska in some office for Pelosi or whatever? Whatever happened that took down DLive, you guys remember that? It was a wonderful day in January. Oh, it was a wonderful day in January when DLive was just crushed. You know? What is this? Myron, we've got some stuff coming up here. Let me start cruising through some links, and I'm going to have to take a break. I'd take a break and run upstairs for a minute, get some more water. Yeah, you guys can go to fight someone else, or fight somewhere else.
Again, I know you'll get really triggered, so I'm trying to stay away from that particular term, but we can say fascism, authoritarianism,
anti-democracy. It's pretty fucking base. I don't know what the issue is.
Is that legitimate or a joke? If you have sex education in schools, it must be for all protected classes, of which orientation and identity are protected.
Oh.
Thus, these books are in grade schools, and the liberals have defended children seeing fetish content.
No, so just like
the liberals...
Completely. I don't think gays should be allowed to adopt children, be around children, read drag to them, what any of this stuff...
Be in public, Myron?
Be in public? I mean, if we're going to be all the way, I think... Gay-only zones where they can only have PDA there. I don't think that's...
Well, talking about a slippery slope. Again, I know you'll get really triggered, so I'm trying to stay away from that particular...
Be in public, Myron?
What,
be in public?
I mean, if we're going to be all the way, I think...
This is the standard. Myron is always being promoted. Now, he's being promoted on Rumble, right? He lost his monetization on YouTube, which he's lucky to have anyways, considering he has, on any given day, hard right, dissident right talking points, if not white nationalists. And... I'm curious to see if Rumble's going to be forced to crack down on any of this stuff. That's what I'm waiting to see, if they're going to have a DLive moment. Now, MAGA gets more cringe by the moment. And this is about the most cringe thing we've ever seen. It's Roseanne Barr. And Roseanne looks like she has on dreadlocks. And this is Tom McDonald. I don't know if you guys know anything about Tom McDonald. I know a little bit about him, but not much more. This is very cringe. I'm going to warn you. This is MAGA cringe full tilt.
We want it, you man, it's done, too bad, boo-hoo, so sad.
I wonder if he's going to start dating her. I think Tom McDonald dates like a famous Jewish woman, right? Wealthy Jewish heiress or something.
We laugh, we wave, the flag.
Now your daddy's home.
Thank God that we're back. Couldn't take another 4 years. That's a wrap. I can take a bath in your tears. That's a fact. You got lipstick all on your beard. You're a man. That is cap. That is cap, 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 cap. You pretending you're accepting. That's an act.
That's an act.
You hear...
No, Tom would be a real anti-rape. He wouldn't rid us of Israel.
If you want our freedom, come and take it back. Bet you can.
Freedom. Take your freedom back. I don't know. Who did that to Roseanne's head, though?
We want it. You mad. It's done. Too bad. Ooh, so sad.
Now
we want it. You mad. You cry. We laugh. We wave the flag.
They tried to cancel me and say that.
Oh, she's rapping. This is going to be painful. This is going to be painful. She actually has rap lines.
Wave the flag.
Now your daddy's home. They try to cancel me and say that I'm a racist. God, I mean, huh?
They're braids. They're not,
They hit me with that jam.
With the jam.
Trying to take away my right to go and say this. Well, listen up, because this one is going bad.
Going bad.
With the facts, 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 facts. Why they trying to turn Becky into dad?
We want it, you mad, it's done, too bad, boo-hoo, so sad. We want it, you mad.
You notice how there's not a black or Latino magatard in the group? It's all whites.
You cry, we laugh, we wave the flag.
If you're mad about it, go and cry about it. Shave your head and wear a shirt that says you're woke. If you can't handle a lot of facts and make up lies about it. Say goodbye to Joe, your daddy's coming home.
Coming home.
We won, you mad, it's done, too bad, boo-hoo, so sad, now your daddy's home. We won, you mad.
Can he come up with better lyrics than this?
Mad.
The hook is terrible.
You cry, we laugh, we wave the flag, now your daddy's home.
We won, you mad, it's done, too bad, boo-hoo, so sad.
He's wearing white tights. I don't know, that's painful. That's painful. That might be the most painful thing I've seen in a long time. Tom McDonald, didn't he do some decent stuff at one time or no? Oh my God. No, I think that was Roseanne's real hair. It looked like it was right at the roots. It was, it wasn't like a wig. It was like her hair was braided, but it was just a braid. It wasn't dreadlocks from the looks of it. Man, that hurt. MAGA cringe. It's beyond MAGATARD. It's MAGA cringe. Yeah, Travis Garland, 31, booked tonight on charges of criminal trespassing and assault for entering Gordon Jewish Community Center. You guys listen to this one. He entered Gordon Jewish Community Center dressed in a rabbi disguise Monday night. He insisted on seeing a rabbi. Security got him off the property. Detectives continued to examine his background. Criminal trespassing for just looking like a rabbi asking to see a rabbi. Well, did he not leave when they asked him to leave? Did he not leave when they asked him to leave? Maryland man arrested after incident at Nashville Jewish Community Center. At 31-year-old Maryville man was arrested after disguising himself as an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, causing him alarm. Disguising himself as Orthodox Jewish rabbi and causing alarm at Nashville Jewish Community Center, the Metro Nashville Police Department said. Travis Keith Garland, 31-year-old, went to Gordon Jewish Community Center on Monday, wearing a fake beard, fake curls, a black coat, white silk scarf. He's also holding a phone and appeared to be recording or streaming. Garland asked a front desk staff member to speak with a rabbi, was told there wasn't one on the property. He ignored the staffer and walked to the door that was supposed to be locked. MNPD said the door was open because two staff members were entering that part of the building. Staffer stopped Garland from walking through the door. At that point, security guard came to the lobby and told him to leave, but he demanded to speak to a rabbi. Jesus, they set his bond at $250,000. Does he have a previous criminal record? Security guard continued telling Garland to leave. He eventually left the lobby and went to the parking lot as the guard escorted him to the front gate. He told the officer who arrived at the scene afterwards that he was taking part in an internet prank and Garland was unarmed and left the area after being warned. Further investigation by the security threat detectives in consultation with the staff of the community center and the district attorney's office, good God, led to the determination that Garland should be charged. Garland was arrested on Wednesday. Outstanding criminal trespassing warrant, he was transferred back to Nashville and booked into downtown detention center. He didn't leave when they told him to leave. He was taking part in an internet prank. Yeah, usually you would just get escorted off the property, but you're dealing with a Jewish community center that are all on ridiculous high levels of alert. They have been our whole entire lives. Don't think it's anything new. And they also have outrageous resources and connections directly into police departments, local DAs, the ADL, so on and so forth. So I would say when they first told him to leave, he should have ran out of there. But does anyone have the film of this? Because he said it was an internet prank. He's holding a phone. He is holding a phone. You see this phone here? So he was filming this for YouTube or Twitter or Telegram or something. Does anyone have any film footage of this? $250,000 bond, though. That seems excessive even for this. I mean, $50,000, $100,000, $25,000. $250,000. They probably pulled a Telegram page and there's all kinds of crazy stuff on it, or what they determined to be crazy stuff, stuff that is quote unquote anti-Semitic. Possibly. He's a GTV streamer. I could probably ask some streamers or there's replay. Oh shit. Oh, is that for real? He's a GTV streamer? A GTV streamer went into an actual community center and wanted to see a rabbi? Well, they're going to send a statement. Nashville is where wasn't that the last place HT did that big public events? And the Nashville PD came out and everything? Has there been anything since then? And so he went into a Nashville community center. From GTV. He's a GTV streamer. $250,000 bond in criminal trespassing charges. It's excessive? Of course it's excessive. They're going to hear anything even remotely dissonant right and throw the book at someone, if they can, for doing anything, if they can. He was also charged with assault. That was Nashville, and it was after the Blood Tribe and Patriot Front marched in 2 weeks before. Oh, I forgot about the Blood Tribe and Patriot. I know Patriot Front was there. Okay, I forgot about the Blood Tribe, though. Okay, so HT went up there. What is everyone saying about this over at GTV? I'll have to try to get an official statement on it. It's excessive. It's excessive. I mean, a lot of people are going to say someone doing this is asking for trouble, but I mean, it is a community center. He walked in dressing like a rabbi, asking for a rabbi. They told him to leave. He pressed the issue because he's a streamer. And then the police show up and crush his dreams. Well, it sounds like the district attorney got involved and crushed his dreams of $250,000 bond. Just sounds so excessive. Does he have a criminal record or something? Does he have a criminal record? You can buttfuck an 8-year-old British girl, yikes, and not get a $250,000 bond. Exactly. I mean, in reality, it was just an internet prank on like a Jewish community center, and that's the only reason we're reading about this. And would it be this if he were a live streamer at YouTube? It depends on his content, probably. Rumble, it depends on his content. GTV, I think that's like they're going to go for the kill. GTV is hated by the Jews. There's no doubt about that. Okay, they have an assault warrant on him because the security guard was in fear as he tried to get him off the property. How can you get an assault warrant against someone just because a security guard at a Jewish community center was in fear? So if a security guard is afraid, you can get an assault charge? Just because someone's afraid? That's the craziest thing yet. That's the craziest line in here. Hold on here. Garland was issued an assault warrant because the security guard was in fear as he tried to get him off the property. Not saying he hit or threatened the guard, but the guard was in fear. That's wild shit. They're throwing the book at him. Let's look at this classic. Let's see what Thomas Sewell was up to back in the day. Back in the day.
So I was just going for a walk, and I was thinking, isn't it interesting how afraid...
It's definitely Project Esther bullshit, and Project Esther is no bullshit. They're going to try to go after everything.
Going for a walk, and I was thinking, isn't it interesting how afraid Jews are of the idea of being removed from our countries? It's like they have to be here. They have to be deep within our institutions. They have to be within every possible position of...
Technically, Tim, if you are legitimately in fear, it does qualify assault. I know it's crazy. Is that true? I never knew that. They're saying they were in fear of him because he was a GTV. I just wonder what they're going to say on why they were in fear.
And I was thinking, isn't it interesting how afraid Jews are of the idea of being removed from our countries? It's like they have to be here. They have to be deep within our institutions. They have to be within every possible position of influence and power that they can be. Just the sheer notion of them all going back to their own country, forming their own nation, having to work an honest job, it strikes fear in their hearts. They equate it with genocide. And why would that be? Why would they equate just being honest people within their own societies and not being part of us? Why would they equate that to being genocide? You see, the final solution to world Jewry, in accordance with National Socialism, in accordance with Adolf Hitler was like the grandfather of Israel in a way. He removed them from...
I've never seen this clip. This is old.
Europe, and put them in Israel. He organized with the British Zionists after the Balfour Declaration and had something known as the Haviar Transfer Agreement, where all the Jews were shipped off to British Palestine, and the British Zionists organized this with Adolf Hitler. We all know this to be fact. Now, they want to remain in our countries because they are a parasite. They have to remain in our countries. A parasite has to have a host. If they live in their own societies, then there's no one to host off. They would just destroy themselves. So that is why they wish to stay in our countries and destroy us. We never asked for them. We never voted for them. We never wanted them to come here. We had a beautiful white Australia. We had a beautiful nation. America was beautiful and white. Europe was beautiful and white. I just put up a video just then showing the Estonian cultural celebration. So we have beautiful culture, beautiful art, beautiful architecture. It is these people that destroy our society, and they want to destroy our society. They want to mongrelize us and turn us into dust so that they can rule over the ashes. They're a demonic downward force, and we have to build societies away from these people. Now, they're currently in charge of the whole Western world through banking, through finance, through culture.
He's going easy on the Jews here.
Everything, academics, media, they control everything. So we have to work out a way of separating from these people, building a society away from them, and governing over ourselves and not letting these people into our societies. And when we do that, they'll call us genocidal maniacs because we dare not let the parasite shift over to the new host. And we'll leave them to rule over the muds. We'll leave them to rule over all the non-whites that came here because they didn't want to live with their own people. And they can rule over and turn that into dust. And we just got to make sure that about that today. But in the meantime, keep that in mind, that the Jews need to have a host. They want to have a host. They can't live amongst themselves. And when they do, don't think that Israel isn't a parasite. Israel is a parasite on a giant scale. It's a giant statewide parasite. And what they are doing is they have their little tentacles in every single nation, and they're making sure that every white nation keeps them afloat. So don't even think that when these people have their own nation that they won't continue to parasite. If they have any sort of...
All right, he's going easy on them. He's going easy on them. Let's see what we have here. Yeah, I knew that. It's called assault and battery. You don't have to touch anyone for the assault part. Battery is the touching part. Usually there's got to be a threat, though. The ideal that someone can just be afraid. Here's the thing. The point I was going to make, and or I did make, and I'll make again, that if this wasn't a Jewish community center, this wouldn't even be happening. Right now in front of Project Esther, in front of the massive power they have at the district attorneys and stuff like that. Would it be happening if he wasn't streaming to GTV? That's up in the air. Depends on what's on his social media. The thing is, when you do something like this and the police come in, they're going to be crawling up your ass with a microscope. Is he a threat? If he's a threat, you have to arrest him. You know, on and on it goes. And their ideal of a threat is what? What is their ideal of threat? Anyone they disagree with, really. You know? This is pretty wild. Rabbi says psychedelics are an elephant in the room in sacred Jewish text. Elephant in the room in sacred Jewish text. Psychedelics. Dionysian. There's a lot of drugs in that culture. Tennessee assault statute. Hold on. Let's see what Global Chat has to say. But I bet you didn't know that. I bet you didn't know that. Sacred Jewish text. Well, there was a cult of Dionysus from the East. The cult of Bacchus in Rome was heavily regulated, but there was a cult, which is the same thing as a cult of Dionysus. The cult of Dionysus from the East that the Romans had banned. And I'd been arrested in that. The banning of that particular cult and all their degenerate shit. Let's see here. Criminal offenses, offenses against person, assaultive offenses, okay? A person commits assault who intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly causes bodily injury to another. I think that's most like stereotype. That's what we would have as a stereotype. Intentionally or knowingly cause another to reasonably fear imminent bodily injury. Okay, so they're saying, the person saying that I was in fear of them causing imminent bodily injury, or intentionally or knowingly causing physical contact with another. Okay. Reasonably fear. Now, let's say you walk into an apartment complex and you're dressed up as a rabbi and you say you want to talk to someone, yada, yada, yada. And they ask you to leave and you don't leave. Let's say this was any place other than the Jewish community center. Would you be able to pull over that reasonable fear? You know, you're afraid of someone playing an internet prank dressed up like a rabbi? Yeah, they're just throwing the book at him. Yeah, but there's always a standard, a threshold, and the threshold always gets tossed out the window when you're on the JQ. There is no threshold. The threshold is anyone that disagrees with them is an anti-Semite. You know. The guard said he was in fear because the guy looked at the gun on his belt. Ha! I didn't read that. The guard has a gun, and he's afraid of an unarmed guy dressed up like a rabbi. This is how ridiculous this stuff gets. And this is how dangerous Project Esther is. Remember that original article that I read to you guys about how it was going to weaponize the Jewish community? Well, they've already been weaponized. Reasonable fear is typical brandishing a weapon or taking physically aggressive stance, something physical. Yeah, looking at someone's gun on their waist is not the same as reaching for it or tackling him or wrestling with him or, you know, saying, let's fight. You know, it's out of bounds. But at the same time, this type of thing is very much predictable. Very, very, very predictable. There's no doubt about it. In other words, you know, they cry out in pain as they strike you type of thing. Cry out in pain as they strike you. I'll say it three times. Cry out in pain as they strike you. Just like an anti-racist Hitler. What does he say three times? Diversity is our strength. Diversity makes the Middle East so peaceful. Yeah, there's all this Orwellian shit. Well, they're always updating these codes, though. This is a 2023 code update. It has updates in it. He was looking at the weapon. Here's the thing. The judge will be so afraid of the Jewish community that they'll just throw this guy in jail forever. $250,000 bond. He's probably not going to be able to post that. What did he expect? Here's the thing. Here's the thing with the whole entire taking all these like online stunts offline as a white nationalist or as someone pro-white. It's never going to come off the same way. That's the problem. Online, maybe on Omegle or Monkey or whatever these platforms are, that's one thing. But actually going offline with it, you just got to be so careful. So careful. It's crazy. Even guys like Patriot Front, they get targeted. Everyone's going to, if you walk on the street and you're doing things like anything remotely dissonant right wing, you're going to get targeted. There's no doubt about it. It's gay, though. It's totally gay. How bad is Project Esther going to be? Project Esther is going to be so bad. You're dressed up as a rabbi playing a prank, looking at a security guard's gun, and you have an assault charge. And $250,000 bond. That's how bad it's going to be. This is kind of based. Well, this is very based. Colonel Reginald Dyer. Some Indians crawl face downwards in front of their gods. I wanted them to know that a British woman is as sacred as a Hindu god, and therefore they have to crawl in front of her too. They have to crawl in front of her too. Had to crawl in front of her, too. There you go. The process is the punishment. Well, it's not only the process is the punishment, but they're ensuring that someone goes to jail for quite a while. I wonder if this guy's going to end up in jail for a year, 2 years. You know, don't play internet stunts around Jews. Yeah, I mean, you could probably do this type of thing. How many times has HT played stunts around, done like internet stunts around synagogues and stuff like that? I mean, he's actually doing it in Nashville as well, where Nashville was just very hot, all three public groups in Nashville. I don't know, it's all dicey things, but at the same time, should he have $250,000 bond? And should he have an assault charge for... because a guard says you're looking at his gun. It's the most Orwellian thing ever. But it's predictable. This is the extremes they go to. Some Indians crawl face downwards in front of their gods. I wanted them to know that a British woman is as sacred as a Hindu god, and therefore they have to crawl in front of her too. Colonel Reginald Dyer. We do have Hitler stuff in the news. Boomers when they hear Hitler. Zoomers when they hear Hitler. Everyone's talking about Hitler nonstop.
Can't remember, but it's all right, just damn.
Yeah, Hitler keeps making the news. The ghost of Hitler cannot be killed. The ghost of Hitler's kicking the shit out of everyone. Eventually, he'll probably come after Israel, anti-racist Hitler style or others. Assault is a swing and a miss. Battery is a contact. It's kind of, I read over the statute. They're saying if the person is in reasonable fear. I would think reasonable fear means you like swung and missed, or you're threatening them with a baseball bat, or you're brandishing a weapon and threatening them, saying, I got a gun. You have to be something. I don't know. But to say he was looking at my gun, that's rough. It's rough. World exclusive, unseen for 80 years, a secret diary with extraordinary insights into Hitler's private life that will shock the globe. Daily Mail is going to give us all kinds of shocking stuff about Hitler. Hidden for 80 years reveals intimate secrets about the life of Adolf Hitler that will be published for the first time later today. Someone said Hitler. Someone did say Hitler. World exclusive, unseen for 80 years, but they don't tell us much. The guy can't die. I'm waiting for him to show up and walk out on stage. God only knows. The ghost of Hitler is just kicking the shit out of everyone. Well, almost everyone. Almost everyone. How the Nazis derailed medical advances around sexual reassignment surgery. With one act, he set the trans community back in decades. Christine Jorgensen, just 2 years after her sexual reassignment surgery back in the day. You know, these people think this is like some big own of Nazis. It's not quite the own. They think it is. It's just advertising. Advertising for the Nazis. Advertising. And, you know, back to back, this is the type of thing. I got this from Simeogog. And Simeogog will be on in a couple months for a war porn special. This is the type of stuff we have to put up with. And this stuff is, it's disturbing. This is a very, very disturbing video. I'm going to warn you, some of the most disturbing stuff you're going to see all weekend, right here. Very disturbing. Now, this is a disabled person who supposedly is trans, had her breast cut off, and has some weird kind of belly button ring, or what's in the belly? Why would a doctor do this? Why would you put a video of this online? I almost thought at first this was a troll, but this is so disturbing it's not a troll. Why would you put that online? Why? Turbo shouldn't be throwing up gang signs like that. It was Thomas 777. Who? I don't know if you guys know who Thomas 77 is. He's got some kind of new podcast. He's a National Socialist. He's got a new podcast. I haven't watched it. He's got like some blacks on the hood in the hood and some podcasts. It's like crazy. I don't get it, but Jew made horrors beyond your comprehension. Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing. And this is, of course, this is in the UK. Now, the UK is somewhere you would see someone get thrown in jail for dressing up like a rabbi, going in a Jewish community center and asking for a rabbi, streaming on GTV. That's definitely something that you get thrown in jail for in the UK. But America and Nashville is going to become just as bad. They put it online because they are proud of what they're doing. Well, of course, but it shows you the level of depravity we're at currently.
Show him your side.
It's nice mouth on that little girl.
Show him your side.
That's a little kid at an anti-fascism protest in London holding a sign that says,
F off Nazis.
You notice how they're all white?
F off Nazis.
Hate speech breeds actions of hate, right?
So to be fair though, this says F off Nazis. Do you think there's a bit of a double standard at play?
I feel like it's my basic duty as...
Now this is Tyler Oliveira, however you pronounce his name, and Oliveira. I think it's Oliveira. Kind of like the brand, Oliveira. And he's doing something kind of remotely, kind of like Zuckerberg's doing, I think.
Hate speech breeds actions of hate, right?
So to be fair, though, it says fuck off Nazis. Do you think there's a bit of a double standard at play?
I feel like it's my basic duty as a British citizen to say that I stand against racism. Refugees are welcome here, and no far-right group has any place in British society.
Let all the refugees in. Let all the asylum seekers in, because we caused the wars. We were to blame for it. So let's let them come here and look after them like we deserve to.
As a people, as humanity, we've only got one world. Racism exists. I've had some of it myself growing up, and it seems to be getting worse again.
This is Britain. This is where we want to be. Look on that side. All basically white men and women standing together, being racist together.
Tell me how they're fascists. Can you explain?
I don't really want to talk to him.
You seem a little untrustworthy.
Why?
Tap here to see what he said.
So it's basically, you've got these intractable, thank you, alt-white. And it looks like we got another super chat. We got some kind of video. I'll run the video. Keep asking for truth. Someone said Hitler. Let's see here. Olaf Jenkins wrote a song with good lyrics. I'll play it when I get back. I'm going to take a break for a minute, grab some more water, run upstairs and see if the house is burning. And then crazy's going on. And then I'll come back. And we've got a lot more links to go. And I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. We will be moving over to Airweave. We're running XMR chat right now. We are actually running Entropy. Let me check it. Running Entropy. There'll be all kinds of new solutions. I'm more worried about Rumble than anything. I'm kind of happy that Odyssey's going this route, to be honest with you. It'll be a little bit confusing at first, but that'll put faith back in the community. And I wonder why. I wonder if they didn't write that just to get like back in the good graces of people that were pissed at them. I'm not just talking about in our particular sector, but people stopped coming in, and a lot of growth on Odyssey has been stymied over the past, say, 6, 7, 8 months. I don't think Odyssey's grown all year, actually. Odyssey has not grown in a year. I mean, one particular group was growing, but Odyssey in general wasn't growing as relation to Rumble. Rumble's was 10 times larger. It might be 15 times larger. But anyways, we'll talk about that more when I come back, maybe. But hold on a minute. I'll be back in a, let's listen to intermission. I'll be back in a couple minutes. Okay, see what you guys are up to here. Appreciate you tuning in. Let me see what we got here. Let me check this out. Stop. Let me hit the hard link here. It's trying to take me right to it. I don't want to go right to it. Oh, it's already messed up. Odyssey really needs to fix how they operate with some of these different browsers. That is for facts. That is for facts. Let me see if I can get you guys, get the chat back here. If you guys ever notice operating with like Brave or any of the Chrome alternatives, it can at time to time go crazy. And for whatever reason, mess up in a big way. Meaning you go to hit a link and it just goes, it gives you a white page. It seems to only do it with Brave, though, and it seems to only do it with Brave on Mac. Although I have seen it on others. Hold on here. We'll see what this is. This is the Ballad of Harold and Susie. If this is drama, Olaf Jenkins, you got to understand something. I'll tell you guys something. When it comes to, I'll play like 30 seconds of it or something. But when it comes to drama, no one at WhiteRabbitRadio.net, the guys that are going to download this and late tonight, tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, Monday morning, they don't want any drama. They just want news and other things like that. They don't mind a little bit of bants, but they don't want any drama. That's not what they tune in for. It's someone else's ballywick. And obviously the fault lines are so steep, it's like the Democrats and Republican style fault lines just split up the country. Because neither side is ever going to trust the other. It's always going to be the other side's fault, so on and so forth, etc. It's how it's always going to be. Hold on here. Let's play this. Let's see if Olaf Jenkins Jr. has any talent. You got any talent, Olaf? Did he actually write this tune?
Comes dream and prosthetic nose. Girlfriends in a burka, zooming the show. Said I'm a trucker, so let's keep it.
Is this AI?
In a book, chat still winning.
Yeah, Rambot does drama.
I'm pushing my luck.
I don't understand any of this, but he's got the Hannibal.
The lights are on, but nobody's home. Nobody's home. Nobody's home. Girlfriend, I'm doing fine. Bitching at my girlfriend, I'm doing fine. Seething at my girlfriend, I'm doing fine. Finger on the trigger, absence of mind. Can you believe I'm just like you? Can you believe I'm mimicking your every move? Harold, come home. Put down that loaded weapon. Susie, come home. You were always a troll.
Okay, this is like this is the reference to the Trog thing. Okay, let's see what else he has. Olaf, if that was even AI, I didn't expect it to be that good. Even if it was AI, I wasn't expecting it to be that good. Limited German recipes edition. Okay. So Olaf can do some AI tunes. Unless that was actually him. If that was him, I even have more respect. You know? If that was him, I have more respect. It's fantastic. Bad. It's not even that drama-ish. I thought it was going to be like some drama, crazy shit. You never know. You never know with these kids. Let's keep moving here. I don't know anything about Harold and Susie. I think they're streamers. I hope that you and Rambot are good after the White Tube Apocalypse. Not much to watch anymore. Rambot. Well, Rambot's full of surprises. I hope he's doing well. He's doing well. He can drama stream. There's no doubt about it. But he sets the standards for sure when it comes to the ability to do that within a narrow political space historically. Let's see what we got going on here. We do have more bad news. Edmonton police have charged a 53-year-old sonographer, with sexually assaulting a patient during an ultrasound at Southeast Edmonton Clinic in mid-2024. So here's the thing. They're bringing in all these people from the turd world, and then they're immediately accepting their licensing or giving them licensing, allowing them to transfer in, whether they're doctors or nurses or whatever. And then there's these disasters, one after another. Following an investigation, Edmonton police charged a 53-year-old Asim Ahmed with sexual assault. Investigators believe Ahmed is still working as a sonographer, and suspect there may be more patients who have experienced sexual abuse. Yeah. So he's giving you ultrasound and feeling you up. Real nice. I don't know, did you guys see this explosion? Elon Musk basically had another Twitter moment here. The footage shows debris light up the skies as SpaceX successfully launched Starflight Flight 7 from Starbase. However, the mission has been confirmed as a failure, with the craft breaking apart mid-flight. It's pretty wild. I have to admit, it puts on a pretty cool show when they break apart. It's like the ultimate fireworks. It's almost like someone shot it down or something. I know this is like the re-entry. This is the re-entry, but it looks like something blew it apart or something. It's going to be epic when the Kessler syndrome kicks in. I don't know what Spencer means by that. Success is uncertain, but entertainment is guaranteed.
Harry, get a picture!
Spectacular.
Dude, it's about to fall on top of us.
Guys, oh my gosh! What is this?
Are we gonna fucking die?
Look up
at
the
That's crazy. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Epic. Epic stuff. I'm trying to think that space shuttle that blew up. You guys remember that? But that was right after takeoff. It is beginning. It is spectacular, though.
What are those?
It reminds me of that. Hold on here. What's the name of that movie? Riddick. We gotta watch this. Hold on here. Riddick. The arrival of you guys ever seen the movie Riddick? It's a series. Arrival of Hold on. The Necromonger. Hold on here. Let me look this up. That's what I was looking for. The Necromonger arrival. I swear to God, that's what it looks like. Looks like a Necromonger arrival. Check this out. Oh, that wasn't the scene I wanted. There was a particular scene where the stars are coming by in front of their arrival. And that's what it reminded me of, this Necromonger arrival. And I haven't seen this movie in years. I don't know. But it looked like this. There was all these debris going across the planet before the Necromongers arrived. It's pretty crazy. Pitch Black was cool. Yeah, The Chronicles of Riddick, Pitch Black. Those are the only good movies Vin Diesel was in my opinion. You know? That's what it reminded me of. Which I hadn't thought about that movie in a long time. SpaceX rocket explodes as video shows glowing debris raining down, but upbeat Elon says entertainment is guaranteed. So basically went up like X. My rocket blew up. Are you not entertained? It happens. It happens in a space program. EU expands investigation of X over the spread of illicit content. Well, that's just the thing. As many are pointing out, there's all kinds of crazy illicit content on X. You just can't say anything if you're white without getting jacked. That's the problem with X. It's the problem with X in a nutshell, the double standards. Because he's yet to crack down on porn that I can see. This is pretty funny, though. Neo-Nazi madness. Stanford law professor publicly rebukes Zuckerberg and drops him as a client. You know how far parts of this society are gone when you start labeling Mark Zuckerberg a neo-Nazi. This is actually funny. Professor Limley did not represent Zuckerberg in a criminal matter. However, he was counsel of the high-profile representative of Meta. All right, decided was not content with simply severing representation without fanfare or embarrassment to his client. He further declared that he deactivated his Threads account because he did not want to support a Twitter-like site run by a Musk wannabe. Professional conduct issues. Neo-Nazi madness. Stanford law professor publicly rebukes Zuckerberg and drops him as a client. Imagine how far you'd be, how far gone you'd have to be to think Mark Zuckerberg's actually a neo-Nazi. It's the problem. Germany's Dexit Party is becoming a serious threat to the European project. Okay, so we got a couple lesbians running a project in Germany supported by Elon Musk, and this is a huge threat to the EU. Now, normally they would just shut it down and arrest everyone. Not only is a lesbian, it's a lesbian like dating us or married to a Sri Lankan or something like that. It's the craziest thing ever. But this is the type of thing we have to put up with, these type of games and garbage. AFD's Europe of the Fatherlands. Europe of the Fatherlands is planning a covert subversion from within. It's becoming a serious threat. I've never seen anything become a serious threat to the EU. So maybe Elon Musk can turn the tide. Maybe, maybe not. Hold on a second here. Okay. Now this Red Note, the next big thing that's coming up is Red Note and the TikTok equation. Let me get this right here. Okay, I think we got it right. Let's listen to this here.
Free speech thing. I think if we need to, you know, ban racism or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. It's part of the word gravity like everything else. So maybe eventually that's just where it all ends up. We need to, you know, ban racism or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. It's part of the free speech thing. I can go on X right now and there's literally hardcore adult entertainment. And then you're just scrolling through your thing and it pops up. And then the algorithm thinks that that's what you want to look at. And then it finds its way into your newsfeed. Why is it that political speech is being censored? Why is it that racism is being censored? So to me, that's totally bogus.
Well, it's actually only white people's quote unquote racism. It's only whites. It's always only whites. So that point's not really that valid. It isn't. There's lots of anti-white shit that doesn't get censored. But anyone white is getting censored.
Hardcore adult content is worse than anything you can do in politics, worse than any racist jokes you can make. So if you're going to let that on the platform, then everything should be allowed.
And it's almost as if they're kind of encouraging it, because they, like, those accounts you see, like, they do well. It kind of makes you wonder, like, okay, where's the priorities at? Like, what are you actually trying to encourage here? And I think I remember you touched on this when you were talking about, what is that account that she posts and she makes like thousands and thousands of dollars a month? Asian girl. Anyway,
Yes. Yeah. Have you noticed how once they started following or stopped following each other, or Elon stopped following her, she doesn't post payouts anymore?
Right. Yeah. I know. That was interesting.
I don't care. If Tiffany Fong can make money posting selfies or, you know, eating a fruitcake, like, okay, fine. I really don't care. Do your thing. What you're going to end up having on X are people that basically just go on there and do that kind of stuff to get paid. But when she posts a picture of herself, she gets 100,000, 500,000 views. You know, you end up kind of promoting this clickbait Instagram type of stuff on X instead of what I thought X was going for, was like a live action newspaper feed that is providing actual quality content and isn't getting bogged down with the rest.
He's got a point, but a lot of other people made this point as well.
Every day when I go for news, some celebrity in a bikini, some celebrity with her tits out in a low cut dress.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I like that stuff. That's why they put it up there. But it's not what I'm going there.
That's why Lil Gaddis exists.
To see. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm going to these websites because I want to go look at news. Oh, look, a celebrity in a bikini. Wow. Okay. And so it's just like now X is kind of turning into that. It's like, oh, we got to, you know, boost these women that post selfies and all this other clickbait stuff. And so it's kind of losing its purity. And I guess, look, that's kind of what the internet is. It's, you know, it's downward gravity like everything else. So maybe eventually that's just where it all ends up. But that was kind of my concern.
Oh, well, Lily Gaddis, what are you saying? Melanie Mack? Yeah. Yeah. But this is the news here. Supreme Court unanimously upholds sweeping TikTok ban. Supreme Court is sweeping for the establishment as usual, which is what they get paid to do. And there's a TikTok ban and everyone is moving to Red Note. And this is pretty funny. This is pretty funny. Let's have a listen to this. These are people jumped on Red Note and are shocked. Now, I don't even know. Red Note is a Chinese app that's like TikTok on steroids or even better. And they're starting to ban American users. I know that Nick Fuentes got banned. It's pretty funny. China banned me from Red Note. I didn't even post anything yet. Yeah, China, no, why you, Nick?
So I downloaded Red Note, and I am no longer convinced that we are living in a first world.
I don't know. I got to jack up the volume on this. The volume's terrible.
So I downloaded Red Note, and I am no longer convinced that we are living in a first world country. Seeing the everyday lives of Chinese people, like obviously certain Chinese people, I'm not saying everybody's lives, but it's just like insanely eye-opening. There's something really remarkable that I have noticed about most of these Chinese people, even older people, like people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they look so much less traumatized.
They live in an ethno state.
Than most Americans.
I wonder if they're ever going to put two and two together.
Are not only like really cold and mean and disconnected and combative, but like you can just see people's problems on their face. You can see that they are exhausted and that they have been brutalized. Now, I don't fully understand Chinese culture at all, and I'm sure it varies a lot. It's a very, very big place, but it's interesting seeing.
Okay, hold on. I won't move. Let me race. You got to move. You got to read the Tin Tong. Okay, hold on. Thank you.
How lighthearted and kind and gentle these people are, especially in comparison to Americans.
It's just what she's saying in Chinese.
So much dark energy plaguing this country and plaguing the people. And it's just like,
it's all of Western civilization.
I don't know if we'll ever genuinely know.
She is right. She has no idea why forever.
What is happening?
Right.
Like, what's happening with our government versus other governments? Is everyone lying to their people? Like, we live in so many layers of deception. Like, I don't know if we'll ever actually. So I downloaded.
Okay, hold on. Let's see what the others are saying. She is right. She just doesn't know why. I like that. That's 100%. Let's check this one out.
I've been on this app for like 5 minutes. Okay, and people here.
This is an ethno state app, which is kind of cool. It's kind of cool that they got their own shit. Wish we had our own shit.
I've been on this app for like 5 minutes. Okay, and people here are already way nicer than they are on TikTok. Like, if I had asked questions on TikTok, people would be like, you're so dumb. What do you mean you don't know how to do this? Like, what? And I've had, like, 3 people try and help me with things. It's so nice. Everyone is so nice.
Welcome to an ethno state. Hold on.
Bet your bottom dollar I went over the red note and signed right on up. There is nothing that I hate more than the government trying to tell me what I can and cannot do. Listen, I have a mom and I have a dad. I don't need the government to play that role in my life. I'm a grown man. I'll do what men do, and I will rebel against whatever this government tells us to do. And I think everybody should go over the red note. Listen, I have been so welcomed from the Chinese. I feel like a refugee over there. I've had so much positive response. It's actually crazy to me. Some of the messages I've gotten, I had to translate, but they say, welcome. We're so excited to have you in China. We're so excited to learn English from you. We're so excited to have American friends. They are very welcoming. Now, I got one or two very, you know, go back to your app or stay in your own country sort of things. But for the most part, it's been so welcoming.
Here's the thing. Are they going to let Americans be monetized on that like they were TikTok?
Dark eyes from, have the dark hair and the dark eyes from Italy. Qing cha. Don't you think I could be a Hapa though?
No, you couldn't be a Hapa, Emily.
Oh my.
She says she went over to Red Note. Oh man. It's coming up here. Let me check something here. I have. Oh, I have it. Okay, it's coming up. It's coming up next. I wanted to make sure. Okay. Because the Chinese are raising hell about the Jews, and the Jews are now raising hell about the Chinese in a unique way. And I've got it coming up. I was just making sure it was in the lineup here. I wanted to make sure it was coming up next. The playlist power broker who makes or breaks new artists. Spotify is known for its algorithmic recommendations, but Solana Ong is a human touch defining new hits. All right, so this is like this Selena Ong, or however it's pronounced. She's in Spotify's Los Angeles office, and she's like the new superstar that's going to tell you if you made it. She's your new Asian overlord for music. You're giving up one Asiatic overlord for another one in the music industry is what the article's saying. I'm not going to dwell on it too much because you already know. You already know. It's going to be anything other than someone white in charge, as long as we have the current powers that be. Literally, white normies are the only people that don't know about The Chosen. It is. It's like they're the only ones on the planet. This is pretty funny, though. Yeah, Aidan Hunter, prominent Chinese intellectuals and elites are opposing global Jewish hegemony. There are excerpts from a Jewish commentator describing just a faction of anti-Semitism spreading. Stay tuned for links out in an hour or so. Oh, I forgot to put my links out. Damn, I got to start doing it like the middle of the day or something.
And with nationalism on the rise.
Hold on, let me get rid of this. It's the only thing about having that hotkey. It doesn't like that hotkey. It always skips to the end. Let me get my head out of here.
And with nationalism on
this
the
is
rise,
funny, guys.
Anti-Semitism is becoming increasingly common. And while China officially recognizes five religions, Buddhism, Taoism, Islam, Protestantism, and Catholicism, the Communist Party keeps a tight grip on them with state-run places of worship. But you may notice Judaism was not included in that list. So how are the Jewish people treated in China? Well, if you know anything about history, asking how the Jewish people are treated anywhere at any point has a 50-50 shot of not being great. Because according to China's ambassador to Israel, there is no anti-Semitism in China. Well, at least he was the former ambassador to Israel before he was mysteriously found dead in his Tel Aviv home. Look, sometimes communist officials just mysteriously die. Now, there are only about 2,500 Jews living in China. You might think,
I think that's bullshit.
That's not enough people to bother persecuting. But you'd be wrong.
And like every other religious minority, they too are under attack in China. Their synagogues have been destroyed, their scriptures have been erased from walls.
But the Chinese Communist Party isn't just going after the tiny number of Jews living in China. They're supporting an
Do you guys actually believe this?
Anti-Semitic campaign against all the Jews, the millions of Jews living in places like the U.S. and Israel. Anti-Semitic tropes and sentiments have been propagated on Chinese state media, encouraged by top Chinese diplomats, and rehashed by well-known Chinese political commentators. So according to China expert Tuvia Goering, a new wave of Jew hatred in China must be seen as not only tolerated, but openly promoted. For instance, in 2021, state-run CGTN ran a piece called Why Does the U.S. Act as a Diplomatic Shield for Israel? The answer? A secret Jewish cabal controlling the U.S. government. After Israel accused CGTN of blatant anti-Semitism, CGTN seems to have deleted the video. But nothing is ever truly dead on the internet. So, here it is. The video quality isn't great.
Some people believe that U.S. pro-Israel policy is traceable to influence of wealthy Jews in the U.S. and a Jewish lobby on U.S. foreign policy makers. Indeed, there are over 5 million Jewish people in the U.S. On the rich list of Forbes, there are 18 Jews in the top 40 in the U.S. Jews dominate finance, media, and internet sectors.
I'm not too worried about that, though. I mean, when has a country full of swastikas saying the Jews control all the world's wealth ever led to anything bad? Again, that video was from the Communist Party's mouthpiece. But that one state-run media report is just scraping the surface of anti-Semitism in China. I'll tell you more. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in China, and that must make Jewish people feel truly betrayed after all the times they ordered Chinese food on Christmas. And anti-Semitism is being heavily pushed.
Basically, what they're telling you is there's going to be war against Iran. I think that's a deal Trump made with Israel. And they're probably going to be pressing China nonstop.
By political commentators on the...
This is what they say before they start pressing you nonstop, is that you're anti-Semitic.
Chinese internet. Take the nationalist influencer Yu Li. It goes by the pen name Sima Nan.
This gets
He's a
better.
Party member, ex-journalist.
Yeah, this is real. I thought it was fake, but this is real.
Lecturer and government employee. Well, in this piece, he basically claims Israel was behind 9/11. They say 9/11 was Bin Laden's doing, but those hijackers were almost all from Saudi Arabia. And what is the relationship between Saudi Arabia?
That's what I say.
And Israel. Sima Nan also talks about the Israeli Zionist butchers-backed Jewish capital groups.
That's what I say.
Celebrated academic Fudan University professor Wen Yang talks about the Jewish mindset that everything is commercial. And the most successful parasitic business model of the Jews was nothing else but to control the key technologies, the finance, and the logistics, and make everyone dependent on them. Influential university professor Zhang Wenmu asks,
It just gets better.
Why has Ukraine become Jewified? And why has Israel put up with it? It's because Wall Street wanted to plant a quasi-Israel in this problematic European region. So Putin's
I don't know about that one, but
says Ukraine is not
it is believable.
Nazified, while Wenmu says it's actually Jewified. That's a whole spectrum right there, isn't it?
Well, Putin can't get away with saying that. The Chinese guy is in an ethno-state and doesn't give a fuck about the Jews because they got nukes.
Perhaps
you think Putin would grow some balls too.
The worst.
I mean, he talked about the Bolshevik Revolution. He knows what's up.
Is Luka
We know that he knows on some level.
One. He's an incredibly popular Chinese internet commentator. He has 15 million subscribers across...
Yeah, he's trying to be a funny version of Ben Shapiro, because if he wasn't trying to be funny, he would just be another low-rent Ben Shapiro, as the mod pointed out.
Several Chinese social media platforms. Here's a piece he wrote called, What Should We Make of the Jews? Considering how racist this piece is, the answer to that question may well have been lampshades. It's a smattering of medieval anti-Semitic tropes, protocols of the Elders of Zion, and Mein Kampf, aka the Holy Trinity of propaganda used to bash people who don't believe in the Holy Trinity. Liu has written extensively about the Jews, for instance, claiming that they were the ones really pulling the strings in the Opium Wars of the 19th century. According to Liu, Jews are manipulators, penny pinchers, loan sharks, and drug dealers. The worst, though, are the American Jews, who took control of the three cornerstones of American society, namely finance, media, and culture. Man, if you make a list of things Jewish people are accused of, it sounds like the lyrics to We Didn't Start the Fire. Now, again, keep in mind that the Chinese internet is heavily controlled and censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Liu could not be making these claims unless the Chinese government didn't see anything wrong with them. For instance, the Chinese embassy in Japan tweeted an anti-Semitic version of this Grim Reaper meme wearing an American flag with a scythe colored like the Israeli flag. And he's going door to door killing people in the Middle East. So why is all this anti-Semitism happening? Well, the Chinese Communist Party is becoming increasingly nationalistic and isolationist.
Well, here's the thing. Put the camera on. I got that hotkey now. I can turn off and on the camera for you guys so you can watch the whole entire thing. I might have to play this again Sunday and look for more stuff on this, but you're going to see things like this as they drumbeat stuff against China. And Trump has always been against China. Prior to China, he was against Japan because Japan was buying up New York. And the Chinese are pretty wise to the Jews. They also, there's a globalist side there that really admires the Jews, but there's a nationalist side that sounds like typical nationalist sides, you know? Yeah, heaven forbid the Chinese want their own country. I am guessing we are going to see things ramp up like this against the Chinese. And this is a signal. This is a signal for the other hive that the Chinese are out of the equation. But we've already seen, we've already witnessed firsthand, and we were the first ones to notice it. The Chinese were replaced with Jeets, right? The Jews were signaling that the Chinese were out. And then you've got the hit pieces. And now you've got a billion people there, so I'm guessing there's a few anti-Semites. I know the nationalist side is totally different than that globalist side that we're used to dealing with from China. Not that it's any good for us one way or another, per se. They got their own interest. But just be aware of what's going on there when the propaganda becomes anti-Chinese. Because first they replace all their middle managers with Jeets, which is happening, right? And has happened. And then they start to hit pieces as Donald Trump gets reelected, and they start applying even more pressure as the Chinese economy faces issues, so they say. They got big savings rates, but the savings rate is tied into a real estate collapse, so it's kind of a dicey deal. You know, so keep your eyes open. I'll play this again Sunday and try to look for something else on the Chinese being anti-Semitic. This is the new trend. Let's announce the Chinese as being anti-Semitic. Let's talk shit about the Chinese. Now, the Chinese are no longer in middle management all across America. They can't really do as much damage. I'm guessing they probably could do a little bit. But we're going to ramp shit up against China. India and China are always on shaky ground. You know, it's those Jews. It's those Jews. Greedy LA landlords. Oh, my. And realtors accused of price gouging rent by as much as 134% after fires. Who would have thought? An area with the demographics of L.A. That someone would actually take into a national disaster like this, a total devastation. Everything's destroyed. Who would raise rent from $12,500 to $28,000 to exploit the situation? Well, could be Mexican. Could be Jewish. Could be Iranian. Who knows? We'll take some bets, though. Well, who do you guys think it is? It doesn't say, actually, but it just gives examples. Yeah. Apartment rent going from $5,500 to, what, $8,000? There's laws against gouging, but they never really enforce it. You know? It's a problem we have zero control in our own system. Burning Teslas add to toxic pollution, delaying L.A. return. Delay L.A. return. L.A. wildfires have taken at least 27 lives and destroyed thousands of homes. Oh, man. And they're bitching about Teslas burning. I wonder how many Teslas are in L.A. How many are going to be covered by insurance? Yeah. Price gouging, L.A. BlackRock billionaire Larry Fink issues dire warning about the future of L.A. after the fires. You don't say. Well, it's a trillion-dollar disaster. They're not giving us the real number. It's $1 trillion, and it's going to be if they allow the government to bail it out, which Biden says he's going to, but I heard that they really can't. They're going to have to bring in international partners. They're going to have to do something else. China will help them. China. Yeah. We'll have to see, but everyone's talking about the numbers because the trillion-dollar number is just going to be too high. Too high. It's just too big of a disaster. Even if residents are still covered by insurance, they could face a $115 billion shortfall due to insurance companies likely covering $20 billion of $135 billion in estimated losses. The concern isn't whether insurance companies will pay out for the damage, but rather how much and how long it will take. Yeah. The insurance company will squeal and want Uncle Sam and white America. And let's not forget Larry Fink. Now that they've let in, there's more than enough non-Europeans and Western civilization to create this utopia that they want to create for themselves. Hellscape for us. Hellscape for the little British girls and boys, right? And a hellscape for everyone in Western civilization, but not for them. So now they have their numbers. Now that the borders have been open and everything's hunky-dory and jeety, whatever. White genocide on steroids. Now they tell us this. Never forget, guys. Never forget this type of bullshit. Don't ever let them live this down.
You know, we always used to think shrinking population is a cause for negative growth. But in my conversations with the leadership of these large developed countries that have xenophobic immigration policies, they don't allow anybody to come in. Shrinking demographics. These countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. And if the promise, I didn't say it's going to happen, but if the promise of all that
He's talking to the Indians and the Arabs and everyone here.
Forms productivity.
World Economic Forum.
Most of us think it will. We'll be able to elevate the standard of living of countries and the standard of living of individuals, even with shrinking populations. And so the paradigm of negative population growth is going to be changing. And the social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining population.
All right, now Elon Musk is still coping with the other side of the equation. Elon Musk is still feeding us bullshit. And Elon Musk is developing robotics. Don't forget that either. So while they have open borders, they held back automation of farms, which could all be, I mean, you could have automatic strawberry pickers, so on and so forth. Could all be robotics. They've had this stuff out there for a long time for farm automation. So this whole time they've let all these people in. Now they're going to feed you this bullshit. Right? And still want more H-1Bs and everything else. Yeah. It's always some bullshit line. Anything to justify it. I thought this was pretty cool. Sad. Pretty cool stunt. He's paying a big price for it, though. He's paying a huge price for this stunt, so you might as well know about it.
I'm John. Just a few hours ago, I was sentenced to 6 months in prison for projecting White Lives Matter on the Rasmusbrug. Whether you agree with this message or not, this shows that the system is fundamentally anti-white and free speech is a lie. I'm John. Just a few hours ago, I was sentenced to 6 months in prison for projecting White Lives Matter on the Rasmusbrug. Whether you agree with this message or not, this shows that the system is fundamentally anti-white and free speech is a lie.
Free speech is a lie, and the system is fundamentally anti-white. He's going to jail 6 months for that? Okay. We hope he gets out okay. I don't know anything other than that. Dutch Dissident. Let's look at the channel again. Dutch Dissident is the channel. Put up White Lives Matter on a bridge, go to jail for 6 months. A fundraiser was just going up to help the activists in a fight decision and taking the decision to the higher court. Let's look at this. All right, they are raising some money. The Dutch Laser Activists. Here, put this up in the chat if you guys want to help them. They've got about a third of the money raised. They're raising 4,000 euros, and they've got 1,500 raised. Let me put this up in the chats for you guys. You guys can check out the chats. What's up, Spartan Sardaukar? What are you doing over there on Rumble? Okay, let's see what's going on here. Let me keep on pulling up links. You guys can support that if you have any extra money. They are going to jail we always have guys going to jail for any type of street activism. It's one of the challenges. I don't know a way around it. It's always the challenge with street activism. Eventually, it may be the challenge with online activism as well. You don't know that. We'll figure that out when the day comes. But they're really cracking down. And Europe always has. Europe always has. Let's keep on moving through these links. We're going into stuff regarding the inauguration day, which is a couple days away. Was that Monday? Let's see. Yeah, I think it's Monday. Let's double check. Is inauguration day on Martin Luther King Day? I got a special with Warren Baylog on that day. Inauguration day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Captain Ahab Warren Baylong. Yeah, it's all on Monday, and it's going to be super cold. That's kind of the news. Oh, man. Fetterman's approach to Trump stirs speculation. Fetterman, isn't he like the guy had to be put back together after some, like, heart attack or something? All these guys kissing Trump's ass. It's disturbing. Drunk Kamala sways and slurs her way through wild claims about how beloved she is. And I'm going to move through this. None of it's exciting. Get to some war porn.
I am fully aware that I am the public face of a lot of our work. And so I have the benefit of running into people all over our country who thank me. And I will tell you, I am fully aware that when they are thanking me, they are thanking...
He had a stroke, yeah. He shouldn't be in office after a stroke. I mean, it's sad. I never liked the guy anyways, but, you know.
Our team, for the extraordinary commitment that you each...
Apparently she's drunk and all this shit.
Never let anyone take your joy from you. I call myself a joyful warrior. Right? Never let anyone take your joy from you.
Joyful drunk. Totally not drunk.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact.
She's sipping on Air Force 2 or Air Force... What do they call the Vice President's
Everything
Air Force?
Everything is in context.
Is the Vice President ride another variation of Air Force 1? I don't think it's called Air Force 1, though.
My mother she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
I can't tell. Can't tell. She has speeches written for her, so, you know, it's not that difficult. But I can't really tell. Is she drunk or she just act like that? I don't know. I thought I was going to get something really good, like an Ethan Ralph drunk episode or something. It wasn't that good. Yeah. Michelle Obama's went missing, though. They're saying Michelle Obama and Obama are getting divorced. Big Mike is divorcing. Is divorcing Obama. You guys think is that true? No one's seen her. Well, she could have had an operation. Something could be going wrong. She could be getting a penis enlargement or something. Who knows? Like the dude in the beginning. There could be all kinds of crazy stuff. Biden warns in farewell address that an oligarchy of ultra-rich in the U.S. threatens the future of democracy. Yeah, Biden warns in farewell address that an oligarchy of ultra-rich are going to take us down. An oligarchy of the ultra-rich.
I have no doubt that America is in a position to continue to succeed. That's why my farewell address tonight, I want to warn the country of some things that give me great concern. This is a dangerous concentration, and that's a dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra-wealthy people. The dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead. You know, his farewell address, President Eisenhower spoke of the dangers of the military-industrial complex. He warned us then about, and I quote, the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power, end of quote. Six decades later, I'm equally concerned about the potential rise of a tech-industrial complex that could pose real dangers for our country as well. Americans are being buried under an avalanche of misinformation and disinformation, enabling the abuse of power.
Imagine worried about just tech oligarchies. I'm worried about those, but worried about other things, like the ADL controlling them. Very, very cold. Inauguration temperatures will be the lowest since 1985. I thought it was even lower than that. Now, Trump orders inauguration moved indoors due to dangerous conditions. He doesn't want people standing out in negative 20. And the windshield is what's going to be a big deal. Arctic blast sweeping the country. I don't want to see people injured in any way. Okay. Cool. They're moving it inside. Big deal to me. I don't know what's going to happen to the inauguration. It is more guarded than Fort Knox. And we'll get to more of that. Trump's outsider cabinet picks are rapidly gaining support for confirmation, of course. Of course, look who's behind them. Momentum for Hegseth and some others. Hegseth, all these people are dangerous. She's going to probably try to ban guns. Hegseth is probably going to try to ban white. Who knows how dangerous these people are going to be? No, I don't think it would matter who got elected for Project Esther. You might see the Democrats afraid to go after too many whites with a brown woman as president. You could make that argument, I guess. Some people are making. We'll never know. It definitely would have pissed off everyone in the country. But with Trump, no. The last time Trump got elected, you had Charlottesville and J6. So think that through. He does not like us or anything like us. Unless you're like a MAGA-tard, those are his people. Fortress D.C., Trump's inauguration braces for the worst with troops, drones, and fences. I mean, who in the hell is going to attack that? It'd have to be something extraordinary, like an act of God, if they got all that going on. It would have to be an inside job, in my mind at least. What do you guys think? Europe's far-right populists to descend on Trump's inauguration. Oh, Maloney's going to be there. Inauguration of President Donald Trump is shaping up to include gathering of European far-right populists. Nigel Farage, Elon Musk, okay, Giorgio Maloney. Well, they're talking about Nigel Farage even after Elon Musk called for him to be replaced. Giorgio Maloney. Oh, wow. Okay. Maloney. The French right-wing extremist Eric Zemmour, who is like North African Jewish. Sarah Nafo from the Reconquest Party, also expected to attend. Marianne Maréchal, the niece of far-right leader Marine Le Pen, reported also planning to trip across the Atlantic. Wow. All right. Grieken, the chairman of Belgium's radical Vlaams Belang. All right. The German government will be represented by its ambassador to the U.S., as is customary, Christine Hoffmann. One notable absence will be Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Viktor Orban says he's banning the Soros Foundation and wants all the others in Europe to do the same. With Trump in power, Orban says he'll expel the Soros network from Hungary and calls on patriots across Europe to do the same. Russia did this, and he's heavily influenced by Putin and Russia, so I'm curious to see what he does. Shocking anti-white rants of racism lecturer at the California University. I can't believe this guy, Dante King's making some anti-white statements. Yeah. It's kind of funny. Daily Mail's bringing this up after the debacle. Look at this. He's probably a faggot. With glasses like that, he's got to be gay. King 48 scheduled to give a two-day anti-white class for doctors and nurses at the school. Okay. Let's see here.
Whites are psychopaths, and their behavior represents an underlying biologically transmitted proclivity with roots deep in their evolutionary history. How many of you could see the proclivity that evolved deep within the evolutionary history of whiteness by show of hands? How many of you could see it? Some people are sitting here, oh no, I don't want to raise my hand. That's called denial. There's no discussion about the delusion and the perversion of whiteness. Say this with me. Rape culture in America.
I don't always have good gaydar, but I didn't grow up around gays or anything like that, so I don't really know. But when it comes to those big sunglasses, I always assume someone wearing sunglasses like that is gay if you're a dude.
Is a legal, economic, and moral institution.
Wow.
So we have it written in the law, you can rape black women.
Uh-oh.
But we've never been a racist country. This goes beyond gaslighting.
Oh, come on.
And it's rooted in psychological delusion. And yeah. I'm not seeking agreement from white people at all.
All right, shows.
I don't prioritize whiteness or white people in my work in that way. So turn to your neighbor and say, as much as we want to
I
talk
like this guy.
About how bad anti-blackness is.
But he still has to live with us, guys.
It is the foundation.
He has to live with us.
Of all Americans.
He doesn't leave.
All white Americans.
And he makes a huge six-figure salary.
We saying this to Ron DeSantis.
Never forget.
He says, in Florida, we're taking a stand against the state-sanctioned racism that is critical race theory. We won't allow Florida tax dollars to be spent teaching kids to hate our country or hate each other, only to hate black people. We will invest dollars in that. I think whites are psychopathic. I think there are many lies. The level of lying that white people do that has started since colonialism, we're just used to it. Teenagers, young people that are going out and committing home invasions and hitting people, women over the head with objects and stealing their purses. I want you to just say, that's just human nature. Huh. If you're sitting here, you're going, wow, he sounds really pro-black. I am. And for all you white people who are unwilling to admit that you're pro-white, you're just not saying it.
Oh no. Oh no. Unfortunately, there's not enough of us to go around.
What would you say for folks who may say that your work is considered to be reverse racism?
I don't make room for that.
You guys heard it here. Heard it right here. Yeah. What do we put on next? You guys caption this. Caption this and I'll repost it. Give me something in the chat. Go, Rumble chat, Odyssey chat, caption this. I mean, I got to be able to post it on X and keep it up without getting banned. That's kind of like always the drill. Or try to at least. But give me something. Give me something. I'll post it. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's quote it. Let's see. Smell the anti-whiteness. That's a basic one. Give me something to add to it, guys. Buck broke. Buck broke. That's kind of lame, though. Buck broke. I could. Yeah, he's standing there. He's standing there in an expensive suit, probably. Now I'm assuming it's an expensive suit. You know? Send me the MP3 and I'll swap out the words for monkey noises and leave the subtitles. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm too edgy for the statement. Blackness and violent consequences. Okay, that's a good one. Okay, all right. There you go. Share on stream. You want that one? Hold on. I'll pass it around. You guys can go and rip sound off Twitter. Just look it up. There's all kinds of links out there to rip sound off, rip sound or MP3 or MP4s off Twitter. Yeah, he's probably a pedo. Think so. Let me see if it posted. It did. Okay. All right. Robert Sepper, who some people argued he's a Jew, he's argued he's not. Which I thought was kind of weird because I thought he was. He's like part Persian Jewish or something. But he's going after getting tired of your anti-white propaganda, Habibi, and I do support this. He's going after one of the Arabs for being anti-white, which they are, especially if they're living with us. Yeah. Making excuses for the rape gangs. This is Suleiman Ahmed, who some guys thought they could have some kind of deal with. You can't have a deal with these people if they're living with us. I mean, if he was back in Syria or whatever country he's from. Yeah, I mean, even Pakistanis. There's videos of Pakistanis liking Hitler in Pakistan. They come here, they're no good. No good. So at least he's calling them out for being anti-white. Here, the FBI shuts down its taxpayer-funded DEI office. Wow. Ahead of Trump's inauguration, anticipating reforms from the incoming administration. It's a little late. But now that you have enough non-Europeans and Western civilization to create this utopia, you're just going to make discrimination informal now? Make it more informal? Florida jury finds CNN, this is kind of big news, CNN defamed Navy veteran awards him millions in damages with more to come. A Florida jury found the CNN liable of defaming Navy veteran Zachary Young on Friday and awarding him a total of $5 million in addition to finding punitive damages were warranted against the network. The verdict follows other high-stakes media defamation cases against Fox News. They basically said he had a punchable face. They were saying all kinds of shit and getting away with it simply because he's a white dude. Now, he's not fighting it on the basis of he's a white dude. He's fighting it on the basis of being a veteran, which is why they got nailed. But CNN got hammered. Now, you know how much revenue is down at CNN? How much revenue has CNN lost? I think this is an actual number. Hold on here. I'm going to have to look this up because it was such a large number. I got to verify again before I toss it out there. CNN loses defamation trial over Afghan evacuation report. Zachary Young alleged CNN defamed him in a report by chief security correspondent Alex Marquette and said he operated in a black market. He had a punchable face and all kinds of shit. Well, hold on. CNN revenue down $400 million. That's a real number I had. I want to double check this, though. Yeah. Yeah, that is a real number. What a friggin' number. What a number. Wouldn't it be nice, like, to walk in pennies on the dollar and do to them what they do to us? Just buy it for pennies on the dollar and make it, like pro-white, a pro-white network, like a legit pro-white network. Unbiased, dissident, right? You could have a variety of different people on there. No drama, though. just like, legitimate white news. Just news. Just legitimate white news. Someone's going to do it one day. Probably be by force, of course. Ratings-starved CNN's revenue dropped roughly $400 million in 3 years. Damn! $400 million. You know how popular an actual pro-white, legitimate white news source would be in America? It would be watched all over the world. You'd make a fortune. I'm talking about really on the up and up, real journalism, real reporting, just the facts. It would be watched all over the world. The world's starving for white shit. Well, good white shit. The world's starving for Disney. The world's starving for a white CNN. It's starving. Starving. It's starving so much that when the idiots at Stripe look up who is making money in North America, it's us on Odyssey. It's only us. Odyssey doesn't make no money. They've got investors. They've got crypto bro investors. That's it. They don't make no money. They don't. When I asked them when they were going to be profitable, they laugh. Yeah, it's going to be a win. It's going to be quite a while. I mean, YouTube just became profitable in the last, like, 48 months. Or no, it wasn't 48 months. It was the last 24 months. But, like, why is that? Why is it that the only guys that are profitable, DLive, whether you like some of the Groypers or not, they're still, they can do legitimate news on any given day, and they're well-watched. The point is that only, I mean, you white nationalists in America and the Jews are the only one that knows what's up. It's just a fact. It's a fact. And people on the planet are sick of getting just one side of the story from the Jews. So it's time for whites to get a channel. It's time for whites to get a CNN. You'd make billions. Maybe trillions. Huh? White is good business. I mean, they shut us down just because it's good business. You know, it's a problem. Yeah, I mean, we have our differences, but it's still good business, regardless of who's right or what's the truth behind any of the dramas. It's still good business. You can't argue that. You know, no one wants to shut down pro-whites from doing business except one particular fucking group. And they're traitors, they're lackeys that they control through blackmail and what other type of weird shit. Who knows what they got on Elon Musk? Who knows? I don't know. We're good business. Give me CNN for a month and I'll make it rain. Be easy. Programming on CNN, legitimate white content, would be so easy. Be the easiest thing in the world. Easy. The world is sick of Jewish media. You hear what the Chinese were saying? Chinese are throwing it in. And the Chinese are going pro-white. I mean, not literally, but at least they're anti-Semitic. But come on. Never been about the money. Of course not. Or they wouldn't ban us. It's not about the money. I'm just making a point. That's how starved the world is for information. The idea, guys, that you could actually stream a particular type of content and make money in 90 days, even $20 in the first 90 days. Look it up. No one else pulls that off. No one else. Even a natural internet phenomenon, the largest streamer on Twitch right now, I don't even know who it is, they did not make money in their first 90 days. Our shittiest streamers usually will get donos dropped in their first 90 days. Something. Think about that. Think about how starved the world is for a type of content. It's not just, I mean, believe it or not, Asians will watch this stuff. Think about it. Could have Tim on there, Red Ice, Warren Baylog, Emily, James Edwards. No, I just want to do the programming. Could have on all kinds of different people. Frame the narrative. Keep framing the narrative. Just tell the truth. It's really all you have to do. That's all I'm ever interested in, the truth. A lot of times on online, people are interested in spin and framing the narratives. And if you don't like someone, you're interested in making yourself look better than that person. I just want the truth. The whole truth. And if I don't believe something, I'll say I don't believe something until I have the whole truth. We all have our reasons. But, you know, hey. But think about it. Think about it. I mean, this is a recent occurrence, by the way. It's just a recent occurrence post-alt-right that there's an economy, that we have an economy where you could buy coffee, you could buy all kinds of different arts and crafts and all kinds of different things in this economy. There's also all kinds of different content creators in the economy. But the idea that you could go in as an artist and actually sell something in an economy overnight is pretty phenomenal. It's pretty phenomenal. You guys should all be proud of that in whatever way you contribute. Because no one in the world of streaming, eventually the whole story will come out. No one in the world of streaming has ever seen any guys like come on in their first 6 months like, okay, I think I'm going to make a living streaming. It just, and then like be making a living. It's like, we're talking about a modest living. Very modest, you know, like some of the activists and whatnot. The world demands more pro-white content. Here's a setting up Tim with a staff in a studio for the decades out. Actually, the new computer is coming together quite well. I got to work on it all day tomorrow. We're running a program. I've run this program for years. I just never really committed to it because I'm so good with OBS. But I'm going to commit to it because it's so much better for interviews. And we're going to take the interview game to another level. That's kind of the ideal. It's actually a real switcher. It's called VMix. It's a real switcher. I mean, it looks like a real, like, studio switcher type of thing. But anyways, Dutch Immigration Services pays a record $36.8 million in penalty payments to migrants due to huge asylum backlog. Think about that bullshit. Think about that bullshit. You're having to pay penalty payments to migrants, to invaders, based on asylum backlog. You should be putting them in a parachute on a plane and dropping them out over their countries. That's what you should be doing. Now, Trump immigration advisor Stephen Miller urges House Republicans to cut funding for sanctuary cities, states like New York, to beef up border security. I'm curious to what Stephen Miller does. He says some things I would agree with, and he's Jewish, so he's quite likely to get away with doing things. But I'm guessing they're going to do them against Muslims. Yeah, they're going to do them against Muslims. That's my guess. You know, as long as they're not anti-Semitic, leave them. We're going to have to watch Stephen Miller. He's made some statements we would agree with over the years. We'll have to see action, though. He's going to take some action. It's just a matter of who. Who they toss out? How American racisms sabotage the world's fight against genocide? This is The Nation, and this is such a cope. The shit libs are coping in this. Listen to this. International laws against genocide were deliberately crafted to prevent the U.S. from being held accountable for its crimes against blacks and indigenous people. Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? Yeah, they talk about Lemkin. You see, the genocide, there's a lot of different ways to wipe out people. We think in terms of genocide as bloody and machete. That's another cope by white nationalists historically. While it's true, it's not the law. The law deals with not means but ends. Any attempt, you know, the idea that you have to touch someone to commit a genocide is kind of funny. You know, you'd be standing in court and say, look, I never laid a finger on them. They should have known better than to eat those Big Macs laced with that particular toxin. It was an experiment. We didn't know it would wipe them out. You know, they wrote the laws in such a way that you couldn't get away with genocide. And Lemkin, being Jewish, ends up catching a certain state called Israel in the back end. And that's why this article is such a cope. Doesn't talk about Gaza. If you're not talking about Gaza, I don't want to hear what you have to say about some bullshit genocide against the blacks in America. 77 years after the convention was ratified, the facts of Americans continue to desire to deny depths of its crimes against black people. On and on it goes. Here's the problem with the Genocide Convention. Anything in front of the convention, anything that happened before, you can't be prosecuted for something that happened before. So the idiots consistently want to go back in time against anything white. They're not going to go back in time against the Ottoman Turks, although they slaved more blacks, and there are no blacks left in Turkey. Why? Because they were all castrated. The males were, at least. I mean, it's an utter farce, but they don't mention Israel. Now, Israel comes after the Genocide Convention. Now, here's the thing about genocide. There's no statute of limitations. That's the big upside of white genocide. There's no statute of limitations. After the convention. But prior to the convention, you're not making things like, okay, the 15th century, the Spanish conquistadors did this to the Incans, so we're going to bring up Spain in the genocide. It doesn't work that way. Law doesn't work that way. We tried to make the world a better place, and what do they do? We didn't write the laws. The Jews wrote the laws and walk around violating them. But if you're talking about this and you're not talking about Gaza, I'm not taking you serious. What would Lemkin think about Gaza? I think he'd be pretty shocked. Or maybe not. He's Jewish. FBI nukes DEI office. Trump's demands all records be preserved. Look at the FBI. Look at this FBI. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Face. It, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. I can't tell. Hard to say. It's got a face mask on. It's huge. It's donut squad. Yeah, nation states, central banks expected to buy BTC in 2025. Fidelity digital asset, say. What do I think they're going to do? My guess is that BTC may go to 150 or 200, and then they're going to blammy it as others get in. It's going to be like a tech stock. It's going to have these giant retracements. Giant retracements. But obviously, if the government's planning on buying something long term, it could go to the moon. But who knows what derails their plans? Because remember, Bitcoin is one particular digital asset that the U.S. government favors. Other people on the planet, we'll have to see. There's also a digital yuan and renminbi. There's another little competitor. That was the first CBDC. The Chinese do not use cash money anywhere in China. Keep that in mind. Monero is still rallying. Monero is starting to hold its rally. Usually it makes these giant retracements because, you know, the powers that be hate Monero. Look at that. Look at that. Monero is starting to ramp up. You see these elongated ramp-ups, these big ramp-ups where it bases and then ramps up against? Well, crypto. I expect crypto to rally into May. There's always an old stock market saying that it looks to be true, sell in May and go away. In other words, the rallies, a good rally will go sideways in the May and the summer. Usually there's some type of setback in October. But if we're in some type of secular multi-bull market in Bitcoin, then that's, of course, Monero can rally independent of all this shit. Because it's rallying and altcoins aren't necessarily rallying. I don't know. We'll have to have on Carl. Carl T. to ask him his opinion. But Monero, last time I talked to him, he thought it would eventually be at 400, which is good news. Good news. I mean, if you own it, I guess. When the name Doge was chosen for Musk and Lutnick's department, is Lutnick going to be in the department? Lutnick is the Cantor Fitzgerald Jewish guy. There's a story about him in 9/11 as well. What did they know what it means? Hold on. Let me play this. This is Solari Report. This is brand new. This is 24 hours. I pay attention to what she's saying because so many others do. You know, I look at mainstream news sources, not necessarily always because I want to, but I want to see what the narratives are and the counter narratives. And if a lot of people are paying attention to something like Zero Hedge, you got to as well. And I have a way to get Zero Hedge paid articles. I found a way, which is kind of funny. Anyone could do it. That's coming up here in a minute.
Okay, so let's turn to Doge. and this is one that you and I want to talk a lot about. I want to talk a lot about it. The first reason is part of the financial coup is the central bankers getting control of fiscal policy. Talk a lot about
now. Let me set this up. Doge is the Department of Government Efficiency. I haven't heard any opinion contra to it. I haven't heard anyone break it down and talk about it. She was former housing secretary. So let's see what she has to say about Doge and what type of scam this is going to be.
The first reason is part of the financial coup is the central bankers getting control of fiscal policy.
Yes.
And part of getting control of fiscal policy is basically taxation without representation. They control your bank account. But the other part is getting control of the legal and regulatory infrastructure and enforcement. In other words, instead of Congress telling the civil service what to do, you know, the central bankers tell contractors or the intelligence agencies tell the contractors what to do from behind the scenes.
Yes.
And we know as we've swung in, you know, essentially once they started using corporations to do highly classified and secret stuff, you know, that's the rise of the deep state. It's the rise of private parties taking control of government operations, which means the central bankers or the central bankers working through the intelligence agencies control from behind the scenes. Okay. Yep. And to do that, you got to keep the money secret, which is what FASB 56 is all about. But, you know, we now have the largest or one of the largest government contractors in the world, depending on how you define it. Elon Musk has two companies. One is a government contractor that's building the world's largest surveillance satellite system.
Yep.
From which there's no escape. You know, they can beam Wi-Fi to wherever you are and connect you wherever you are. That's number one. But number two, his car company, Tesla, is the largest receiver of subsidies from the Chinese government for electric vehicles.
Yep.
So he's an equal opportunity contractor, government contractor, if you will. He plays all sides. Anyway, so we have a guy who's one of the largest government contractors in the world, and we're inviting him to come in on behalf of big tech to re-engineer the federal government.
Right. Right.
Okay. Now, let's start by you explaining to this wonderful audience what the word Doge means.
Oh, listen, when I first heard that this was what they were going to call their streamlining government operations committee or whatever it is, I thought you couldn't be more obvious in the messages you were sending, because the word.
Get my head out of here. Sorry, guys.
Word Doge is Venetian Italian for the ruler of the most serene republic of Venice.
Oh, what a connection. This is Dr. Joseph P. Farrell. He has a PhD in patristics, which is early church history from Oxford. And he would know this as well. I never even occurred to me that it was a Venetian reference. Now, here's the thing. Put up my picture here. The oligarchy in North America is Venetian. It is thought to be run exactly like Venice. And you know what comes with Venice? The merchants. Think about it. And so the Doge is a big deal in Venice. The idea that they're calling it Doge for Dogecoin, for the Department of Government Efficiency, but the idea of relating it to Venice is wild. Never thought about it like that. Let's listen. We'll see what he has to say. Hold on. We're going to dial this back a bit because I want to hear this part again.
Yep.
So he's an equal opportunity contractor, government contractor, if you will. He plays all sides.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have a guy.
Elon Musk plays all sides.
Who's one of the largest government contractors in the world. And we're inviting him to come in on behalf of big tech to re-engineer the federal government.
Right. Right.
Okay. Now, let's start by you explaining to this wonderful audience what the word Doge means.
Oh, listen, when I first heard that this was what they were going to call their streamlining government operations committee or whatever it is, I thought you couldn't be more obvious in the messages you were sending, because the word Doge is Venetian Italian for the ruler of the most serene republic of Venice. So in other words, you know, think of Mussolini, Il Duce. Well, the Italian word duce is the same root word as doge. It means duke. So literally, we're bringing in a new kind of nobility that's the Venetian nobility. And here's the clincher for me. If you go to Venice, you can go to the Doge's palace in Venice, and around the palace, you're going to see these little lion's mouths. And there's a little plaque that is either over or somewhere near these lion's mouths, and it says in Italian, for secret denunciations. All you had to do was drop a piece of paper in the lion's mouth to denounce someone that you didn't like secretly to the government, and they would be hauled before the Council of Ten. Now, you want to talk about oligarchical totalitarianism? There you go. And when they came out with Elon Musk, who is either over or somewhere near these lion's mouths, And it says in Italian, for secret denunciations. All you had to do was drop a piece of paper in the lion's mouth to denounce someone that you didn't like secretly to the government. And
what he's doing is talking about Project Esther coming in, although he's not saying explicitly.
They would be hauled before the Council of Ten. Now, you want to talk about oligarchical totalitarianism? There you go.
Venice is heavily associated, the oligarchy of Venice is heavily associated with the merchants or the Jews. The Jews, the Ashkenazim Jews got going when Middle Easterners came in from Rome. The Venetian elite, let me talk about the Venetian elite so you guys know this. The Venetian elite escaped from Rome after the fall of Rome with their money, their gold, and came into Venice and started building out Venice, the swamp. Okay. However, most of that elite were not your typical Roman nobility. Most of that elite were former, at one time, slaves who, upon the death of their masters, were freed, who came to power in Rome, especially when Rome was practicing some wild different cults out of the Middle East, out of Asia and whatnot. I mean, one third of what was it, the Eastern Roman Empire, was Talmudic by conversion. And so the black nobility was born from there. They're black, meaning they weren't originally European, but they sent out, they basically would have been whitish looking by that time, and they sent out family members and whatnot to marry into all the other royals. And then, of course, the black nobility would rise up and kill off all the old nobility at one point or another. That's the story, at least. Now, there are some that are experts on this black nobility. The problem that I have with a lot of guys is they won't talk about the merchants. What is the connection between Venice and the Jews? Well, someone brought them in and has used them as a weapon and vice versa from time to time. But the Venetian nobility in 2025, or I should say the oligarchy, right? We don't have a nobility in America. It looks like the Venetian oligarchy has let in several of the different tech guys because they're all going on Joe Rogan, from the Zuckerbergs on out, Donald Trump. They have this new quote-unquote Venetian North American oligarchical class that is quote-unquote right-wing, but they're not right-wing, and they're taking things over. Well, they have taken over, and they've got all kinds of government contracts, and there's all kinds of double standards and all the typical shit. And the Jews, of course, are heavily involved, but it's hard to find a side they're not heavily involved in. So we'll have to pay attention. I didn't make the connection between Doge and Venice, but I've often talked about this oligarchy in North America, which is thought to be designed identical to Venice. Interesting. Windsor family ruled Egypt during Ptolemy era, keep getting expelled, migrate, deposed, color. Interesting. This take on the word Doge sounds pretty nutty to me. Well, Doge is a coin. I thought it was just the Department of Government Efficiency based on the coin. You know, but when you're dealing with Elon Musk also always is burying symbols. I mean, the whole idea of calling a social media site, which he wants to make into a monetary payment system and everything else, X. And you know what X goes back to? X goes back to space. It goes back to the X files. It's those files post-World War II that they called X because they really couldn't put the symbol that originally got the ball rolling, the swastika. So they called it X. The X files, X Connect, all this stuff dealing with space. So Elon Musk is constantly playing this symbolism right in front. I mean, it's just kind of common sense. If you listen to me for any length of time, but he plays this better than anyone we've seen in a long time, where he'll put a symbol right in a public space and let people try to figure out what he's doing. Why rename Twitter X? I mean, I cannot get used to calling it X. Well, it has to do with space It has to do with payment processing. It has to do with a symbol of the group that put him in, pays his bills, whatever. The technology coming. The X-Files. X-Connect would be more like it because that deals directly with space. X-Files dealt with all kinds of wild stuff. But that's directly. It's not like make-believe. It's a real thing. But they called it X because they couldn't call it swastika. and what do you think an X is? It's a cross of some type. Turn sideways. But you get the picture. He's constantly doing this. So the idea of calling something Doge as a new era of the oligarchy takes over, this new North American oligarchical tech structure, the tech bros take over, and all their crazy double and triple standards and everything else, to call it Doge for a coin that he loves, which is interesting. He liked the coin, but I never put two and two together that he may be talking about moves within the chessboard itself. You see, on the chessboard, him and Peter Thiel, especially Peter Thiel, they take up the libertarian position. That's what free speech is libertarian position. The problem with that position is that you're dealing with a guy, Elon Musk, that wants to put a chip in your head. And you're dealing with Peter Thiel, who is literally financing the creation of a global of a digital police state. These are libertarians, but this is the way this oligarchy operates. It operates off these games, if you will. Does that make sense? Does that make sense at all? But Elon Musk is openly operating like this in front of the world. And many people have talked about it, but I didn't catch the Doge, the reference to Venetian, the Venice, because he is making moves all across Western civilization. Well, if you read the history of Venice and you read what the Doges do and the Doges that want to come to power, well, they got to bring in their own Council of Ten, their own secret councils. It's interesting. This oligarchy operates this way. Now, who's all in the oligarchy? I don't know. I only know about the Jews. I'm like you. You know, the problem with Western civilization as the Venetian oligarchy defined it, modern American oligarchy defines it, their definition of Western civilization is this. You have to have certain families own everything. You have to have a certain number of Jews running everything, and you have to have a certain type of central bank, a private central bank. Bob Whitaker told me this. This is the problem. This is the class warfare that was within the Republican Party. That literally their definition of the Western civilization, this oligarchy, is, again, certain families owning everything. Who those families are is open to speculation. We know some of the famous ones, right? Certain number of Jews running everything, and we have Jews running everything. Can't stop them. And then, of course, a certain type of central bank, meaning private central bank, a Federal Reserve type bank. They don't give a fuck about people. And that shows. Elon Musk comes in and immediately he shows the stripes. He's making moves, hell, like a Doge. Actually, like a Doge with power, because a Doge is like Trump. Trump is an ideal representation of a Doge. A Doge didn't have, Doge had a deceptive kind of power. There are some Doges that were virtually controlled. Other Doges had more power than others. But I've often thought Elon Musk is making moves like a dictator, but I didn't catch the Doge reference and the Venetian reference to this oligarchy. Because pro-whites, we only know Jews. No one ever talks about Venice. And if they do, it's to only talk about the merchants. But it's a whole entire structure they operate in. And they will. They'll build coalitions where everyone's, you know, it's just way too Jewish. 2025. Goldman gives millennials complete investing framework to profit off the boomer generation. Now, this was intriguing because I learned something. I learned that you can get the pay-per-view articles on Zero Hedge by simply turning in to archive.today. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Yeah, a little bit of conspiracy, but I don't think it's conspiracy. It's right in front of everyone's face. I don't know. It is a structure of, it's the particular structure they're operating under. And it's not recent. It's very, very old. Goldman gives millennials complete investment framework to profit off boomer generation. Okay. Global populations are already peaking. Aging populations and stock exposed to shifting spend. I'm guessing the stocks that do well are AI and robotics. Unfortunately, we're bringing in migrants. So those stocks really won't explode until the till we deal with that. Populations under 19 have already peaked, while individuals over 65 are set to double. Okay. So they're saying profit from an aging population. Goldman Sachs telling you how to make money. All right. TV, streaming services, they're going to make money. Healthcare, senior living care, entertainment experiences. I'm going to have to look over this and see if I agree with it. There might be better ways. I mean, in Asia and Japan, you'd want to invest in robotics, those robots taking care of people at the nursing home. Hopefully, they're not going to let the third world do it. Hopefully, Japan keeps holding them off. Kind of fascinating. Goldman Sachs. I'm going to have to go over that in more detail now that I know how to get the free stuff off Zero Hedge. Now we got another one. We've got another one, and let's see if I can. Why is it doing this? Okay, here we go. We've got another one. Let's check this out. This is about there will be a public distributed ledger for the people, but a private for bankers and government. This is another thing they did in Venice. There's always two things: one public, one private. Very Jewish, very like Talmudic type of thing, right? I'm not saying they weren't heavily influenced. They were. They go together. The merchant goes with Venice. Hold on. Let me get the screen off here so we can watch this. Let's check this out. Let's listen to what she has to say.
So let's watch the next video. This one, to me, is one of the big stories of the year, and it was one you discovered. And this is you on your News and Views describing it. So
okay.
Let's play the second one.
The FASB 56 regulations are spreading in their malign and maleficent influence to the banking industry, and particularly to central banks, and in particular to the Bank of England, the old lady of Threadneedle Street. So the article is titled "Identities of Shadow Banks That Use New Bank of England Tool to Remain Secret." Quote, "The Bank of England will hide the identities of any pension funds, insurers, or hedge funds bailed out under a new financial stability tool to prevent a wider crisis engulfing the economy," Deputy Governor Dave Ramsden said. The Bank of England has accepted submissions by so-called shadow banks that, quote, "revealing too much information could create stigma," unquote, about using the bailout tool, which would undermine any rescue effort and risk creating more financial instability, he said in a speech on Monday.
So what we're watching, part of both the plunder and the change, is taking more and more secret and more and more secret and more and more secret. And yet you're seeing people say, oh, we're taking more and more public because we're going to put all the money on a distributed public ledger. This is not just a change in the currency, it's a change in accounting.
Yeah.
But no, they're saying, you know, we're putting you on a public ledger.
Right.
The whole system and the rest of us are all going to be secret.
Secret, yeah. And to the point now that even bank bailouts and hedge fund bailouts, those are all secret.
Right. No, I mean, this is remarkable.
They're already starting the game. They're increasing the game's pace, that's for sure. Days of Thunder, a Civil War 2.0 shaping up in the U.S. The price of defying the empire. It's kind of an intriguing article. This was, again, another Zero Hedge piece. The clash is global and it's between two systems of governance. Really? Well, one system's represented by China and the other by Elon Musk and a lot of Jews. Oh, no. What do you guys think about that one? Pull up some of the last news pieces here. We do have some war porn blazing. Hamas was supposed to have a peace deal, but not so fast. Not so fast. Not so fast. Let me see what we got here. I mean, to the end of Civil War 2.0, they're talking about ideological extremes. Semaphore did a study. Ideological extremes are growing in the U.S. So ideological extremes are at the most extreme, basically. The ideological differences are at their most extreme point right now that they've ever been. Not that they couldn't get more extreme. Look at this. Bill Gates impressed with Trump's interest in global health during three-hour dinner. So Trump is now eating dinner with everyone in the oligarchy. He's made his way. Yeah, but ideological extremes are growing in the U.S. Tell us what we don't know. But here's something you should have guessed. Israeli cabinet meets to greenlight Gaza truce as ruling coalition stumbles. Journalist dragged out a press conference for confronting Antony Blinken on Gaza genocide. Yeah, this is pretty wild.
Everyone in this room knows we had a deal, Tony, and you kept the bombs flowing. I'm happy to. Why did you sacrifice the rules-based order on the mantle of your commitment to Zionism? Why did you allow my friends to be massacred? Why did you allow my friends' homes in Gaza to be destroyed when we had a deal?
This guy must be a Gentile. Hey. Usury for you, but not for me. Exactly.
You helped destroy our religion, Judaism, by associating it with...
Oh, our religion. Okay. So he is Jewish. This is Jewish anti-Zionist.
Fascism. You waved the white flag before Netanyahu. You waved the white flag before Israeli fascism.
I look forward to taking questions.
Your mother-in-law was an Israel lobbyist. Your grandfather was an Israel lobbyist. Are you compromised by Israel? Why did you allow the Holocaust of our time to happen? How does it feel to have your legacy be genocide? How does it feel to have your legacy be genocide? You choose.
Israel-Hamas ceasefire held up over renewed debate over Philadelphia security corridor, terrorist exchange. Look for them to hold this up indefinitely. Now, I think their concern is Iran. They've cut a deal with Trump to attack Iran. I think they're going to focus on China as well, but they've cut some kind of deal with Trump to attack Iran. Iran is yet to respond. Remember, there was like that tit for tat. They've yet to do the tat for the tit. So keep that in mind going forward. So the so-called peace deal isn't happening yet. Now, maybe it'll break out. Maybe it'll break out and fail in 3 hours. The big deal, and this is what's funny. This is how fake and gay everything is. This is Tulsi Gabbard. This is Tulsi Gabbard not long ago. What was this? What year was this? Hold on. Okay, this is like 4 or 5 years ago. All right, have a listen. What Tulsi Gabbard said about Trump.
Very same ideology. President Trump's criticism of Congresswoman Omar is complete hypocrisy. Trump says, we will never forget 9/11. Yet it is Trump who has been acting as Al-Qaeda's big brother and protector in Syria, and who's turned our country into the prostitute of Al-Qaeda's biggest supporter, the Saudis, who've been spending billions of dollars spreading their exclusivist radical interpretation of Islam around the world. The very same ideology that's been inspiring Al-Qaeda and ISIS and other terrorists to carry out their barbaric acts.
Yeah. Trump is little Al-Qaeda. Let's play that again. Hold on. Yeah, that's quite refreshing to hear a U.S. official and presidential candidate regardless. Donald Trump's Al-Qaeda's big brother. Intriguing. NATO, Norwegian F-35s deployed after Russian aircraft approached Polish airspace. I wonder if they're going to try to set that up. Hopefully the whole entire Russia-Ukraine situation gets resolved. I'm hoping. FBI sounds alarm over AT&T hacker stealing agent call logs that man expose informants. Okay, hackers breached AT&T system have handed criminals a roadmap to FBI informants. That's funny. So FBI informants, these hacks are getting so bad. And how many times have AT&T been hacked? They're basically exposing FBI's informants. It's so bad. And they breached AT&T systems, may have handed criminals a roadmap to FBI informants. How funny is that? The place is a banana republic. For real, not even the FBI can keep their shit together. What else is new, though, right? Japan faces likely devastating megaquake in the next 30 years, says experts. 30 years! Devastating megaquake. Just enough for them to be overrun by migrants. Hopefully it'll just be robotic and they can sail away in UFOs. As the only ethno state left, it's probably a cope, but we'll have to see. Hold on. Oh, CIA declassifies book detailing how the world ends. I think I know this book. A book classified by the CIA for more than 50 years contains a shocking theory about the end of the world. The Adam and Eve story, written by former U.S. Air Force employee, UFO researcher. It was declassified in 2013 as part, but remained hidden in the CIA's database until now. Thomas claims that every 6,500 years, a major disaster on the scale of a biblical great flood strikes the earth. While experts debate the exact date of the flood in the book of Genesis, Thomas asserts that it happened roughly 6,500 years ago. As for what the end of the world will look like, Thomas believes the Earth's magnetic field will suddenly drastically shift. You guys might remember after this came out, all this stuff being done by RAND Research and stuff like that. Not RANBOT, but actually RAND Research about pole shifts. Look up government research regarding pole shifts. That's kind of was the scariest thing, because a pole shift, you're just SOL. Our race would survive somehow. Thomas had connections to classified, well, deep underground bunkers in places like Russia and Europe. Thomas had connections to classified projects during his time in defunct aerospace company McDonnell Douglas. He was part of a small team of scientists. Okay, UFO whistleblower. Not interested in that. In a fraction of a day, all vestiges of civilization are gone, and the great cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, are nothing but legends. The first chapter, titled The Next Cataclysm, starts with, like Noah's 6,500 years ago, like Adam and Eve's 11,500 years ago. This, too, will come to pass. Well, we are at the end of an age, and we're at the end of several ages. Now, there's evidence suggests that violent disaster detailed in Adam and Eve story will not actually come to pass. Therefore, all evidence suggests that violent disaster detailed in Adam and Eve story will not actually come to pass. Well, here's the thing. If the elites could manipulate something like that, they would. And if they could do it, they probably have already prepared and we'd be screwed. But whites would live. Whites will live. Who knows? This is old stuff, though. I thought it was maybe something recent, but apparently they just declassified it again, or they just made it available in the records about pole flipping and about Earth disasters. And this goes hand in hand also with the switch from global warming to climate change, which is something that screwed the elites. I've heard the narrative we're objectively in a pole shift, by the way, everyone. Yeah, pole shift. While they're doing all these studies, the RAND report actually went into where it would be safe on the planet based on various different shift scenarios. North America is always getting shit, SOL, shit out of luck in any pole shift scenario. You know. But anyways, guys, I appreciate you tuning in. Sorry for the long show. It is what it is. But Odyssey will be making moves until then. And I think the moves might be pretty smooth. The problem that I fear is that the move they're talking about is based on, it's going to be tied to an Apple or Google app or part of it. Hopefully Odyssey app really makes it smooth so that it makes it easy on people to get the particular lemons or oranges or whatever they do, rockets. But I appreciate you guys tuning in, and I'll be back Sunday.